Long three slant. The floater from five. No, tapped up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Like hit it! Hit it! He hit the shot! He hit the shot!
And good evening to you. The Morehead State Basketball Eagles are in Happy Valley tonight for action at Penn State. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. After evening their early season record at 2-2 the other night with a victory over Mercer, the Eagles get the chance to play another team from a Power 5 conference in Big Ten foe, Penn State. The Nittany Lions are 3-0 this year under new head coach Mike Rhodes and are 3-0 lifetime against teams from the Ohio Valley Conference. Hopefully things change on both accounts here this evening. Stay tuned. We're talking with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious.
Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Morehead State on the road taking on Penn State. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Preston, another Power 5 school, the third one you played thus far, and another tough one, but this team is not ranked unlike the other two.
You know, you're exactly right. Still a daunting task here going against a really good team, and a very new team, but at the same time, a very talented one. Mike Rhodes has done a great job of assembling a talented roster, brought some guys with him from VCU that were prominent players in the Atlantic 10 last year, that he also brought his style of play and his culture. And those things are going to be, really effective no matter who's wearing those jerseys. And so going to be a very different game in terms of, you know, style of play that we're going to go against on both sides of the ball from going against Alabama or Purdue. But the size, the athleticism, the speed of the game and the skill is going to certainly match up with both of those teams.
26 turnovers in the victory over Mercer the other night. Penn State is a team that likes to put the press on, likes to pressure defensively. You know, they'll be coming after you tonight.
Yeah, without question. You know, through the first three games, they're averaging turning their opponents over 20 a game. Flip side of that is, you know, prior in their first two games, they were turning it over, you know, at a high rate as well. They were able to really clean that up in their third game the other night against St. Francis. But obviously that was a huge stat for us. Very fortunate to win the game. And, you know, we talked about, you know, learning and getting better from each and every game. And there's certainly a lot to take away from in the turnover category from our Mercer game. But anytime that you get an opportunity to learn that lesson with a win, you're certainly grateful for it. But you're exactly right. We're going to do a great job of really handling the pressure, making the extra pass, making the easy play. Got to do a good job, especially in the beginning of the game, the beginning of the second half, of making sure we're handling the full court pressure, dictating the tempo of the game. And then, you know, what goes along with that is making sure you're generating quality shots, not allowing them to speed you up.
You know, I was looking at this and we talked about it. I felt like if tonight you can shoot pretty well and you shot 54% plus against Mercer the other night, shoot the basketball well and rebound it pretty well at both ends and handle the pressure, you should be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, without question. You know, they've got some really talented players. You know, they've got two dynamic guards in Kanye Clary and Ace Baldwin, who are just, you know, electric in transition and off the bounce and can take and make tough shots. And so we showed the guys that. We said, hey, look, that's what these guys do. However, we've got to have the belief that they can't make enough of these to beat you. If you couple it with giving them easy baskets, points off turnovers, offensive rebounds, and then just being out of position and then putting them on the free throw line, yeah, those three categories coupled with the tough shots from these dynamic guards will be enough to beat you. So we got to do a really good job of, you know, making those guys work, understanding which shots are going to hurt you, which ones aren't, and just making sure that we're winning the battle of the easy baskets. And you know, and going back to just taking care of the basketball is going to be a huge part of that.
Are you seeing your young team, actually not young, I guess maybe reformed team is a better word for it, grow with each game?
Yeah, without question. You know, getting better and better, you know, guys getting adjusted to their new roles and playing at new levels and things like that. You know, even though we've got a lot of older, experienced guys, they're in a different role. They're, you know, whether it's, you know, Deontay Miles, who played 4 years at Xavier, he didn't play very much. He's probably played more already in our four games than he did in 4 years at Xavier. And so he's got a significantly bigger role that we're counting on him, and he's doing a good job of answering that. And obviously Riley, great player, but at a different level. And so he's getting used to that as well. And you're seeing he's going to be a premier player in this league, but getting used to the speed of the game and getting used to being on the court with four other really good players and trusting that, hey, you know, we can be good enough without you having to make the exceptional play every single time. And so he's learning that. He's getting better with it. And you mentioned young team. We do have some really good young players. You know, the Eddie Rixes and Jerome Mortons and Trent Scott. You know, those young guys and George Marshall are really giving us some valuable minutes. And I just love their energy level that they bring in right now. And that's what you look for from your young guys. You know, they don't know what they don't know. They're out of position. They make mistakes. But, man, they play hard and they compete. And that's what you really love to see. And it just gives you so much encouragement because those kids are going to be really good players.
And that's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hardee's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardee's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Attention veterans, we would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Moorhead State on the road tonight to take on Penn State. The Eagles coming off a victory the other night against Mercer, 74-68, or rather 66. Preston Spradlin and the Eagles are 2-2 this year. As for Penn State, new head coach and Mike Rhodes, who came over from VCU after 6 years there and 129 victories last year, he led the VCU ball club into the second round of the NCAA tournament. Check that. That was Penn State went to the second round of the NCAA tournament last year under former head coach Micah Shrewsbury, who's now at Notre Dame. As for the Nittany Lions this year, a record of 3-0. They won on Tuesday night at home against St. Francis of Pennsylvania, 85-53. As we mentioned, Moorhead State is 2-2. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for this ball game. First of all, for host Penn State, three guards and two forwards. The first guard is Kanye Clary, a 5'11 sophomore from Virginia Beach, Virginia, averaging a team-best 18.7 points and 3.3 rebounds. The second guard, Ace Baldwin Jr., a transfer from Virginia Commonwealth, averaging almost 11 points, over 2 rebounds, and almost 4 assists per ball game. He is a 6'1 senior from Baltimore, Maryland. And the third guard, also a VCU transfer, Nick Kern, a 6'6 junior from St. Louis, Missouri, averaging just above 5 points and 4.7 rebounds a game. The first forward is Kudus Wahab, a 6'11", 245-pound graduate student from Nigeria. He played at Georgetown, also at Maryland, before transferring to Penn State. He's averaging 10 points and over 12 rebounds. He is a force inside. And the other forward is Zach Hicks, a transfer from Temple, 6'8", junior at 200 pounds from Camden, New Jersey, averaging almost 9 points and 3 rebounds a game. For Moorhead State, also three guards and two forwards. To start at the point will be Drew Fellwell, 6'3", senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging 14 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists per ball game. Jordan Lathan is the second guard, 6'4", graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, the University of Milwaukee transfer, averaging 9.5 points, 6 rebounds. And the third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5", graduate student from New Orleans, averaging just about 7 points and almost 3 rebounds a game. One forward will be Riley Minix, who's off to a very good start this season, 6'7", graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging 18.5 points and above 7 rebounds a game. And the other forward, 7-foot, 240-pound graduate student, Deontay Miles from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 4.7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Your officials for this ball game: Rob Riley, Andy O'Brien, and Anthony Burris. Moorhead State has only played Penn State once before. That was back in November of 2006, and the Eagles lost that one to the Nittany Lions by a score of 63-46. Moorhead State taking on Penn State tonight in Happy Valley. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Dean Harden, coming back with more pregame show right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
And before we continue, let's go ahead and pause for 10 seconds and station identification. This is Basketball Tonight on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden, Moorhead State at Penn State tonight. Penn State 3-0, Moorhead State 2-2. Dean, as we look at this game, the one thing that really strikes me about it is that Penn State has played a pressure defense under new head coach Mike Rhodes. They trap, they come at you, they try to extend you when you're in your offense as much as possible, and they close out, as you and I talked about, very, very well. Moorhead State the other night against Mercer got the victory but turned the ball over 26 times. That can't happen tonight against the Nittany Lions.
No, if they do that tonight, they'll get blown out. I mean, Penn State's that good. They'll blow them out. But that said, this is not a bad matchup for Morehead State, I don't think. I think on the front lines, Morehead State matches up fairly well. Penn State has a rebounding machine in there. But they match up pretty well physically. You look at Penn State, you talk about their number one and number two guards, Kanye Clary. You mentioned little, almost 18 points a game. He's shooting 57% from the field, including 42% from three-point range. So somebody's going to have to get on him. But their best player is Ace Baldwin. He's the transfer from VCU that came over with the coach and Mike Rhodes. And he was A-10 player of the year last year. He's also the A-10 defensive player of the year last year. He leads the Big Ten in steals through three games. He has 10 steals to his credit. So he's a really opportunistic defender. He will shoot passing lanes. He also looks, he's a ball hawk. He'll look to tip it from the back, too.
Morehead State will be dressed out in the black uniforms tonight with the royal blue numbers and letters and also some gold and blue trim. As for Penn State, the classic home whites with the dark blue numbers and dark blue letters. Both teams on the hardwood right now, and Morehead State is playing a team that was picked out of the 14 teams in the Big Ten, 13th in the preseason in Penn State. So it'll be interesting to see how they do against a team that's not in the top 25. They faced number 24 Alabama and number 3 Purdue. Did not fare well against either of those two clubs. Now they're playing a team that is in a Power 5 conference, but not necessarily a power team.
Well, and they're not necessarily a power team yet, and that's why Mike Rhodes is there, because he's had some success at VCU, and so Penn State picked him up. It's a brand-new team. They only had three holdovers from last year's club, so it's a lot of new faces, a lot of people trying to get used to each other.
Wahab and Morehead State's Miles in the circle, opening tap to Penn State. Baldwin to Clary coming out top. Rolling high left with the basketball, skips it out to the logo, and Kern over to the right, and Baldwin. He'll swing left, come inside the lane, the floater from about 7, back of the rim, front of the rim, and in.
The Morehead State bench all came up, thought that was offensive basket interference. It was very, very close.
2-0 Penn State early, Morehead State's first trip on offense. Minix controls on the backcourt against pressure, got it to Thelwell, gets across the line, left of the emblem, and a whistle and a call here against Morehead State.
I believe they got a travel.
Yep, a travel against Drew Thelwell, so Morehead State on its first possession turns it over. Teams playing Penn State this year turning the ball over on an average of 19 times a game.
Yeah, and that's what they do. I mean, they'll spread you out. They'll do some trapping. They close out extremely well, like you said, and they're just a really good, solid defensive team.
Baldwin coming toward the free throw line, left to right to Clary toward the near side, left block extended. Wahab, he's double teamed. Back out he goes, wide left to Clary. He'll jump into a three straight away, miss it, heel of the iron, offensive rebound. Wahab spins, fires, misses inside the paint. Morehead State's board to Riley Minix. Minix down central to the offensive end, works between the circles on Hicks. Spins left, left of the lane, fires up on the run from about 7 with one hand and connects, and Morehead State has tied the ball game up.
Good to see Riley Minix getting off to a quick start. Got off to sluggish start against Mercer on Tuesday night.
Ball one to the right side. Baseline, Hicks. Eight-footer, no. Rebound, Wahab. So they reset toward the right corner. Kern, right-angle drive to the lane. Turns to his right, hooks it up and home. Nick Kern with his first 2-4-2, the score.
Now you see the pressure defense that Penn State will set.
Minix will control in the backcourt on Hicks. Comes left to the logo. Now double-teamed across the line to Thelwell. Morehead State offensive end. Right side. Wide open. Lathan for three. Bangs it off the rim. Nope. Rebound knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Zach Hicks of Penn State. Morehead State will control baseline right on the inbound with 17 on the shot clock, or they'll reset it because of the missed shot that did hit the rim.
I wasn't sure if it got the rim or not.
Left side, Thelwell after the inbound fires a three and misses it. It had been an air ball taken down by Hicks toward the left sideline to Clary. Clary curls to his right toward the free throw line, cut off by Lathan, gets by him, comes in the lane, a 10-footer, off the iron, no rebound tap. Morehead State has it. Riley Minix. Minix to the offensive end. High left, open, Khalil Thomas, long three off the glass and nothing else. Right block rebound. Kanye Clary for Penn State. He'll race to the offensive end behind the back bounce feed. Up top it goes to Baldwin. Baldwin, free throw line fadeaway jumper. Back of the rim, a miss, and Morehead State the rebound. Khalil Thomas to Lathan to Thelwell.
I feel like Morehead State needs to get a good possession here. They've been really loose with the three-pointers early in the shot clock.
Up top, Thelwell on the move. Check that, Lathan inside the lane. Wide open, baseline left for the easy two of the after a fake was Deontay Miles, and Morehead State has tied it at four.
Perimeter offense, and it let Miles just shoot right down to the end of the lane.
Now Penn State has to save one in at the baseline. Hicks came up with it, got it to Wahab, running baseline right for the slam dunk is Nick Kern.
Morehead State got a little bit of scramble mode as the ball was loose on the floor, and it got people's heads turned, and Kern just on a baseline cut from the weak side. Nobody was home.
Drew Thelwell skips it across the line right at the logo to Minix near the hash. Back out toward the logo. Thelwell controls. 16 to shoot. Drew plays it down with the right hand. Two defenders come out after him. Now he picks up the dribble. Wide right, wide left to Minix. Minix spinning, looking toward the far side to Thomas. Left side, Minix wide open for three. In and out, no. Fight for the rebound. Miles had it. Take it out of his hands as he went down with it. Baldwin picked it off and got it to Clary.
Nice open shot, and where he just couldn't knock it down.
6-4, Penn State early. On the drive, Clary inside the lane. 14-foot one-hander. Miles a rebound, Morehead State to Lathan. Jordan will slow it down as he comes to the midcourt stripe and across with a right-hand dribble. Penn State, man-to-man. Around the right it goes to Thelwell. Drew holding, looking, curling to his left between the circles. Left hash, Lathan. Lathan coming right into a double team. A bump, and that's got to be a foul on Penn State.
Yeah, they're going to get Wahab. That was Hicks. He came out, really tried to hedge, and he was just about a half a step short getting there and basically gave him a hip check.
So that's the first foul of the ball game. Let's go ahead and take a timeout. 15:51 left to go in this first half at Penn State. Morehead State down 6-4 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Congratulations. If you're receiving this message, you are incredibly lucky. For the McRib has decided to grace your McDonald's with its presence once again. Because everyone deserves to experience one before it's gone. But don't brag too much. A lot of the other places aren't as lucky. The McRib is back.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Morehead State down early at Penn State, 6-4, 15-50. One left to go in the first half. They actually called that foul on Morehead State's Riley Minix. Both Dean and I looked at it and said, what?
Yeah, they got it from the illegal screen up top, but I really didn't see much that he did wrong. I'll be flat honest, I didn't see that.
Morehead State 2 of 6 from the field, Penn State 3 of 10. Neither team has made a 3. Morehead State has tried 4, Penn State 1, and neither team has shot a free throw yet. Penn State leads in the rebound category, 6-5. A lot of missed shots early in the ballgame. The two teams combined right now, 5 of 16 from the floor.
Burning it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is Morehead State, the first, I think, 3 possessions they took, they just settled for threes very early in the shot clock. And, again, Morehead State up front matches up physically with Penn State. There's no reason why they can't feed, say, Deontay Miles, Ryan Minix, Riley Minix. He matches up well physically. There's no reason why they can't get out of doing what they do.
Penn State on the attack. Clary works the dribble out front on Thelwell. High right to Wahab. He'll drive in, angle right. Shot blocked by Miles, out of bounds. And they are going to give it back to Penn State. In for Penn State is Leo O'Boyle, 6'7 graduate student, a transfer from Lafayette, noted three-point shooter, but I think he's 0 for 9 this season from outside the arc. Pass inside. They got it underneath to Dunn, who just came in. He turns around and puts it home. And now it's 8-4 Penn State.
Dunn just came off a curl off of a mid-lane screen and just curled back in toward the block.
DeMarco Dunn, a transfer from UNC. Now Morehead State has Thomas losing the ball. It's going to be over and back against MSU for its second turnover.
Third, yes.
And to be honest with you, Morehead State looks a little nervous early.
Maybe a little. And again, what Penn State's doing is they're playing a little bit of what we used to call like a run and jump off of the man-to-man, and you can combat that if you just keep your head, but so far, Morehead State's, like you said, a little timid with it.
Toward the near side, yep, O'Boyle was driving the left angle and tried to spin off a pass to Ace Baldwin. He walked with it. First Penn State turnover.
Yeah, I'm in it this time.
8-4, Morehead State trails, but does have the basketball with 15 minutes left to go in the first half. Lathan will bring it up on Dunn. They'll stretch out that man-to-man. Now they run a possible trap. Now the ball toward Minix at the top of the key, stolen by O'Boyle. Down the floor to Baldwin, right side, Dunn for 3. Off the iron, off the glass, on the rebound, Minix in the paint for MSU. Midcourt, left sideline to Eddie Ricks, who just came in for Morehead. Back to Lathan, head of the key. Minix right to left, up top, Thelwell. 18 to shoot. Toward the far side, Lathan. Far corner, Ricks. Ricks on O'Boyle. He'll back it up to the hash on the dribble between the circles to his right and Thelwell. Wide left, Thomas. Near side, Thelwell. 6 to shoot. Thelwell drives in. Pass inside. Knocked away from Ricks and stolen by Penn State. 5th Morehead turnover. Coming up with it, Ace Baldwin. Baldwin toward the top of the key. Cut off by Ricks. Toward the left angle. Cutting and missing the basketball was Kern. Morehead State forces a turnover. Number 2 against Penn State. Minix up top to Lathan. To the far side, Thelwell. Angling toward the left baseline, dribbles it back out, now swings to his right to the paint, and now we're going to call a palming violation against Morehead State's Drew Thelwell, and the Eagles already with 6 turnovers.
Pretty tight, I thought. As much loose ball handling you see in the college game now, that was awfully tight. I'm not saying he didn't do it, but it was pretty tight.
Thelwell got trapped and then came back out towards the right elbow. As they show the replay, Penn State on the attack. Puff Johnson, a 6'8 senior, just came in for the Nittany Lions. To Baldwin, left angle drive to the block to the baseline, puts it up off the window and in.
And that wasn't bad defense by Trent Scott. Had just checked in. He stayed right there with him, and Baldwin's looking to the officials for a foul, but I thought Trent Scott just played pretty good position defense.
Thelwell trapped before he can get across the line, throws it to Minix, and he's bumped from behind by Jameel Brown of Penn State, 6'4 sophomore from Philadelphia. Averaging 9 points a game. He's off to a great shooting start. 8 of 10 in 3-point tries. But a foul there.
Penn State just pretty much did a line change here in the last minute and a half.
It's So it's Baldwin, Dunn, Johnson, Brown, and O'Boyle for Penn State. Minix, Thomas, Scott, Ricks, and Thelwell for MSU. Thelwell, left hash inbound with 20 on the shot clock. Out to Scott, behind that left hash, turns to his right to the emblem, working on Baldwin. Drives left, goes to the baseline. Cut off, ball knocked away into the Penn State bench. Ace Baldwin got a piece of it, so Morehead State retains possession with 10 to shoot.
You can see how opportunistic Ace Baldwin Jr. is. Trent Scott just a very little bit loose with the basketball, put it right in front of him. He immediately went diving for it.
Thelwell on the inbound for Morehead State. Bounce outside the left hash to Scott. Trent on the move, 7 to shoot, 6 to shoot. He'll drive to the right block, scoop it up, blocked away, out of bounds. And I think it was blocked by Puff Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson got it. Now I think the officials are going to get together and see if it went off him or went back off Trent Scott.
Johnson got the block. And I think Johnson's saying the shot clock had run out.
I don't think so. They're going to go check the monitor and look at the timer.
I think right now, Dean, for Morehead State, the key is just settle down.
Yeah, relax. It's basketball, and you've played it all your life. The defense for Penn State is pretty good, but they're no elite defending team, not yet. But they do things a little bit differently that you don't see a whole lot of. Again, they play that little run and jump. What they do is they jump it at half court, and what they'll try to do, the three guards out front, whoever has the ball, usually in the middle of the floor, as soon as he commits to go to either left or the right from the offside, they will come back off the offside and try to trap him and either kick it up from behind or run into a force of trap right near the timeline.
This is a Morehead State team, too, as you and I have talked about, that's still kind of finding its sea legs. So many new faces trying to figure out who's who and what's what and sure. Who can do this and who can do that.
Still a lot of, you know, there's several players that came back. There's still a lot of moving parts.
Shot clock set at 3. Morehead State baseline inbound. Thelwell in the corner. Thomas catch and shoot. Got it.
Maybe that'll take the lid off for Morehead State. Khalil Thomas with a desperation heave from the corner and money.
10-7. Morehead State down by 3. Defends man-to-man. Dunn out top, and we had an illegal screen set by Leo O'Boyle of Penn State. His first foul. And that should be number 2 on the Nittany Lions. And replaying the shot by Thomas, who caught it with the shot clock running out and released it just before the shot clock ran out. Thomas up front, bounce to his right to Thelwell. Through to the right hash on the move. Looking for help down the near sideline to Ricks. Bounce outside the right block. Minix spins to his right. Comes to the hole on O'Boyle, lays it up and in.
Well, that was a really nice move by Minix. O'Boyle was trying to play a little bit of bully ball with him, and Minix just spun off of him. He accepted one bump and then spun off of it and used a little bit better foot speed.
Riley with 4, MSU with 1, down 10-9, 12:38 to go in the half. Jameel Brown controls. He'll back it out, left of the emblem. Takes it down the near side on Thelwell. Now a fade and fire a 3, lip of the rim, a miss, floor rebound. Minix has it for Morehead State near the far block. Got it to the running Khalil Thomas. Khalil to the offensive end, wide left, Minix. Riley plays it down, angles into traffic, and then back out to Thomas between the circles. Wide right, Thelwell. Thelwell bounce up top to Minix, back behind him, right to left, Thelwell for the basketball. Back out to Minix, straight away, he'll shoot the 3. High off the back of the rim, no. Rebound, Ace Baldwin coming forward for Penn State. He'll drive it down the near sideline. Take it all the way down, coast to coast, to the right corner it goes, and back out. 3 ball put up and missed by Puff Johnson. And Morehead State, this rebound will come the other way, trailing by 1 with 11:49 to go in the half.
Well, Baldwin did everything right there except just finish.
Trent Scott works it out front. Trent looking for the opening. On Dunn. Takes it down low, laid up and in by Trent Scott on the drive.
Took a little bit of body contact, too. Could have easily been an and one.
Morehead State with the lead, 11-10. Down at the other end, Dunn spins with the right hand, tries to answer on the short shot. It doesn't go. MSU another board. Neither team shooting it great right now. Penn State 6 of 18. Morehead State, though, 6 of 12. And now from the far side, a 3 ball put up by Eddie Ricks. It's good.
The freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee, continues to impress here early in his freshman year.
14-10, Morehead. Ace Baldwin on Scott, coming to the free throw line. Got it off to the cutting Puff Johnson. Wrap around layup with the left hand, it's in.
I bragged on Eddie Ricks on the other end, but the freshman got schooled a little bit on how colleges play defense.
Now Scott goes down. He lost his footing. Still rolled it out wide left to Khalil Thomas toward the corner. Minix, he'll dribble out of trouble and bounce it back out to Thomas. And now over to the right of the emblem to Thelwell.
Pretty frantic from where it's safe there.
Thelwell needs help, skips it across to the right. And Minix, he'll curl left, drive to paint, running one-hander with a right hand from five. No, tapped up, yes, by Khalil Thomas. And Khalil now with 5 points, 16-12, Morehead State. 10-19 to go until halftime. Baldwin looking for help to O'Boyle, high left. Back to Baldwin, off the screen, he'll shoot the three, in and out, flying for the rebound inside the lane. Trent Scott, Morehead State. The Eagles slowing it down. Good idea.
Absolutely slow it down. It's got a little frantic on the last offensive trip for Morehead State. They ended up getting a tip in, but a little frantic early in the possession.
Scott on Brown picks up the dribble. High right to Ricks. Bounce toward the near block. Minix with O'Boyle on his hip. He'll take him to his left. Charge. Back to his right. Puts it off the glass and in. It won't count. Minix is called for an offensive foul. Riley second. And you don't want your top scorer to get into foul trouble. And I think we've got a timeout on the floor. We do. 9:48 to go in the first half at the Bryce Jordan Center. Morehead State ahead of Penn State. The home team 16-12. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing of Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Morehead State on top at Penn State 16-12 with 9:48 left to play in the first half. Morehead State right now from the field 7-14, Penn State 6-19. When you're talking about three-point shooting, Morehead State 2-7, Penn State nothing of 5, and they came in for the season at 31%, so long-distance shooting, at least early in the season, not their forte. Neither team has shot a free throw. Total rebounds, 12-8 MSU. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Of those eight for Penn State, four have been off the offensive glass, though, which Preston Spradlin will want to see cleaned up quite a bit. Those were the two big stats. The other one is turnovers. Morehead State was 7. They've cleaned it up since early on. The rate's not near as what it was. But we were talking during the break. I like this where they're feeding the post and feeding inside a little bit more. That's evening out the offense.
Now, how big is that foul, though, on Riley Minix, his second?
It could be. It could be big. I mean, and he's going to have to sit for a little bit, maybe, as they're breaking the huddle. Looks like he's got all intentions of coming right back in the ball game.
Well, he's still listed in the lineup right now.
But he's going to have to be smart, and he's a smart player. I mean, he's been around the block. He's played a lot of basketball.
Zach Ayemi is coming in for Morehead State, the 6'9 graduate student, the transfer from Houston Christian.
So he came in for Minix.
Have yet to see the Penn State lineup. Clary has returned. As he takes the inbound from Johnson, comes across left of the logo, and Now off to Nick Kern and out to Clary coming out left to right. Off the screen, he'll drive left to the elbow. Near side of the lane, back to the right side of the lane. Bounce down low there, Johnson. Shot blocked from behind by Jordan Lathan. I think they got Lathan for a foul.
We're going to get Ayemi.
Ayemi with the body.
It was kind of one of those pick 'em if I think Ayemi got him just a little bit earlier.
First foul on Zach, number three on Morehead State, of course. Riley Minnick sitting with two big fouls, and Puff Johnson at the line. This year at the stripe, he's one of three. Big left-hander. Squats down, pushes it up and in. Puff Johnson now with 3 points. He's from Moon Township, Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh.
That's where Robert Morris is, isn't it?
Yep, and the second free throw up and good. So Morehead State's lead now shrinks to two at 16-14. Lathan to inbound against full court Penn State pressure into Thelwell. Thelwell on Clary. Drew between the legs dribble a couple of times. Now they run the trap at Drew. He has to pick it up toward the left hash. Outside it to Ricks for Morehead State. He'll take it to the left angle and back out. High left, Thelwell. Catch, shoot, three, in and out, no. Rebound knocked away out of bounds as Morehead State's Zach Ayemi was battling both Wahab and Hicks for the Nittany Lions, and I think it's Morehead State basketball.
Yeah, Hicks knocked, and Wahab had it, and Hicks came crashing in there and crashed over his back and knocked it free.
So Morehead State with 20 on the shot clock, inbounding baseline right through Thelwell. Bounce toward the corner, Trent Scott. He'll swing it back out front to his right, back inside to Miami, bullies his way to the goal and knocks over a Penn State player, Puff Johnson, and he'll pick up a charge. And for Zach Ayemi, quickly now two fouls, and Minnick's with the other two. Eight Morehead State turnovers. Yeah, and the point is, that was inside the restricted area.
But it was passed in the restricted area. It wasn't from a drive.
Okay.
I believe that's the way that, that's the, yeah, but.
16-14 Morehead State, 9:08 to go first half. Nittany Lions offensive end to our left. Ace Baldwin with the dribble out top. Left to right, Clary comes out for it, driving on Scott to the paint, gets by Miles to the goal, high off the glass, no. Put back no by Wahab, and a whistle stops play and a Morehead State foul.
Trent Scott.
Trent Scott
down there helping.
His first. Morehead State's fifth.
Trent Scott giving up a little bit of size to the big man.
Talking with head coach Preston Spradlin today, and Trent's had some foot issues that have limited his playing time early in the year. Wahab, line left for two, first one up and in.
Yeah, he's one of the players that back in the fall I was talking to some people, and you know, he said, you know, who else are we looking at to see step up for Morehead State? And Trent Scott was one of the players that I mentioned. You know, he was around last year, had a pretty good freshman campaign. And looking for him to step up.
Wahab for the tie, and the second free throw gets it to roll down good. We're knotted at 16, Penn State full court pressure. Inbound to Trent Scott. Scott will come up on Clary from about 85 feet. Now they run the trap at Scott across the line, head of the key, Ricks. Ricks will drive right down the middle of the lane, put it up, miss it. But getting him with the body for a foul was Quotas Wahab. And Wahab with his first foul. Third on the Nittany Lions.
Really like how Morehead State set that play up. Scott didn't even get probably within 10 feet of the midstripe. They started to run that jump. Ricks just immediately went and positioned himself right between the circle. As soon as he got it, he turned and went straight toward the basket. Now he's got rewarded.
Ricks trying to put Morehead State back on top. Misses the first free throw. 16 all the score with 8:44 to go in the first half. Ricks now for the season 3 of 6 at the line. And he takes a little walk around the free throw line, gets the ball back from the officials, and he can put MSU on top with this next one. As he flips it up, it rattles out no good. Rebound Hicks, Penn State with it. To Clary. Clary runs to the right hash. Coming left with it. Out to Hicks. Back to Clary. Jump feed high left. Three ball put up by Hicks. Back of the rim, no. Free throw line rebound. Lathan, Morehead State.
Morehead State had three players around that basketball on the rebound.
16 all the score. Morehead State with the basketball. 8:16 to go first half at Penn State. Here's a left angle drive by Scott. Ball knocked loose. Picked off by Penn State. Clary with it. Offensive end near side. Ace Baldwin. Left-handed three. Wouldn't go. Kicks out to Morehead State's Khalil Thomas.
Penn State can't buy one right now. They're 0 of 7 from three-point range.
Scott across the line at the logo. Lost the ball again, knocked away. And Scott with a loose ball foul as he knocked it away from Nick Kern of the Nittany Lions.
And Mike Rhodes over on the sideline is beside himself. He was wanting a foul on Trent Scott.
I thought it was a foul, too, and I guess it wasn't. The ball was just knocked out of bounds. No foul. Now, boy, Mike Rhodes is really upset. We've got a timeout on the floor. 7:53 left to go in the first half. Morehead State at Penn State, tied at 16. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first tent mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Congratulations. If you're receiving this message, you are incredibly lucky. For the McRib has decided to grace your McDonald's with its presence once again. Because everyone deserves to experience one before it's gone. But don't brag too much. A lot of the other places aren't as lucky. The McRib is back.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead State tied at Penn State with the Nittany Lions at 16 apiece with 7:52 left to go in the first half at the Bryce Jordan Center. Moorhead State 7 of 15 from the field. Penn State 6 of 22. Dean, if things had broken the right way for Moorhead State, the Eagles could be up by 5 or 7 points, but they turned the ball over already 10 times.
Yeah, and four of them in the last, what, two and a half minutes. They went into a spell early where they were really loose with it, and then they went into a spell where, okay, it looked like they had settled down a little bit, and they're back to getting very, very loose with the basketball. And it's costing them because Penn State can't throw it in the ocean from a boat right now.
Well, and right now they're not a good three-point shooting team. I'm talking about overall this season. They came in at 31%. And as you mentioned just before the break, nothing of seven tonight from outside the arc. Fellwell has it from the right hash inbound from Lathan. Bounce to the near sideline. Thomas comes over for it. He'll curl off a screen to his right. Skip it back out to Minix to the far side to Drew Fellwell. He'll swing it back front, out front, and go down to left side. To Lathan, ball inside to Minix, knocked away out of bounds by Hicks.
Pretty
toward
good
the
job.
Far corner with five on the shot clock.
Excuse me, Chuck. It's pretty good job by Hicks. He came over the top to get a big paw on that pass.
Morehead State with five to shoot inbounds, far side. Thelwell high left to Thomas. Two to shoot to Thelwell, far side with the shot clock running up. A wild three that rims off no good. Fight for the rebound. Miles has it. Hook on the putback, no. Rebound tapped around Penn State with this one. Wahab.
Morehead State, Morehead State's bigs. They battled and battled, just couldn't get it to go down.
Clary on the drive to the paint. Left angle from seven, missed the shot, but drew the foul, I think, before the shot.
Yeah, Lathan got him as he was crossing the free throw line.
Jordan Lathan's first. Morehead State now with six as a team. Shot clock rewound to 20. Left baseline. Baldwin inbounds for Penn State. Out wide left to Wahab. He'll move in. Free throw line. Jump shoot from there. Heel of the iron. Front of the rim. Miss. Rebound inside the paint. Lathan. Morehead State. Bounce ahead to Thelwell. Thelwell down the middle across the timeline left to right on Clary. They bump. No call. Minix out for the basketball. Takes it toward the far hash and out to Miles. High right. Thelwell. 15 to shoot. Wide left. Long three for Thomas. Swish.
Khalil Thomas got his feet organized that time, got his shoulders squared up, Penn State usually really good in closing out. They were just a little late that time.
19-16, Morehead State. Baldwin the other way, tries to put up an 18-footer, right angle. Shot didn't go. He goes down, and he'll need help to get back to his feet. Khalil Thomas, by the way, now with 8 points. Baldwin, I think, came down kind of funny on that one ankle. He's walking it off. Looks like he's going to be okay.
And the officials are going to go to the monitor. I'm not sure exactly what they're looking at, but they might be looking to see if they, and I don't know who it was that fouled him. I thought it was Lathan that came from kind of the side and fouled him, but they may be looking to see if there was something not quite right there.
Lathan was trailing. It looks like there wasn't much of anything on the replay.
I think he might have reached around, hit him in nether regions. So we just saw one replay there, and the officials
were
still looking.
By Irv Kupchak.
Exactly.
Take a look. Yeah, he fouled him as he reached around with his right hand and kind of belted him in the belt buckle area. So I think they're going to get Lathan for the foul.
Well, the thing is, now they're talking about upgrading.
Morehead State leads 19-16 with 6:45 to go in the first half at the Bryce Jordan Center. This is a Penn State team, Dean, that out of the 14-team Big Ten in the preseason picked to finish 13th.
Yeah, and, you know, they had a really good year last year, 20-win season, only, 12th in school history, went to the tournament, and then lost everybody, including mm-hmm. their coach. So it's a whole new staff, almost a whole new roster. I think three players left over from last season still here in Penn State.
So they have actually five returnees, 10 new players.
All right, so.
What's the
it's
call?
A flagrant foul. It's a flagrant two, so Jordan Lathan is ejected.
What do you think? We saw the replay. I'll just ask you what you thought.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
So Lathan has a short night, and that hurts Morehead State because he's obviously a key part of their ball club as a starter.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Jordan Lathan's one of those guys that he can get hot and he can score in bunches for you. So that's in Morehead State, already shorthanded with Mark Freeman out for the season, most likely, your best player. And that's going to be tough.
It's kind of like a punch in the stomach almost.
Yeah. And So Trent Scott's going to step up.
E. Rickson.
George Marshall is probably going to get more run than he might not have.
Jerome Morton,
and he's gotten some playing time here early in the season. Haven't seen him yet on the floor tonight.
Kind of a frustrating night for Jordan Lathan as he heads down to the dressing room. Lane left at the line, shooting after the foul on Lathan. Ace Baldwin cans the first one. He's now got 5 points in the game. Averages almost 11 per contest. 19-17 and make it 19-18 as Baldwin cans the second one. He came in at 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Now for the season, he is 9 of 10. Penn State down by 1, 19-18, will also get the basketball.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, you give him an extra possession on top of it, so that makes it even tougher.
Baseline left. Baldwin on the inbound. Looking right corner, Hicks. Hicks at the sideline, dribbles a couple of times, goes back out to Kern. He'll drive right sideline to the baseline, to the block, and back out he goes, Clary. He'll take it to the lane. The running 10-footer got it.
This is a little bit of danger time for Morehead State. Momentum definitely going back to the Nittany Lions. They've got to stem this tide right now.
Morehead down now by 120-19, essentially a four-point play right there. Now Thelwell nearly loses it, somehow saves it, and goes to Minix on the skip feed to the right hash. Minix right angle drive, back tap by Hicks, stolen by Clary. Morehead State with 11 turnovers. Clary at the left wing, spinning on Scott. Now takes it to his right to the lane. Jump and shoot as he pushed off. Heel at the iron side of the rim, no good, and I think they got Scott for a foul,
nope,
did they?
They got Riley Minix. He was coming over and helping.
Oh,
couldn't
no.
help it, just reached in, and for Minix, that's foul number 3.
And he'll have to come out. So Morehead State will have to survive with two of their starters missing the first half, and for Lathan the entire game after he was ejected. So Riley Minix now with three fouls. Morehead State has also placed Penn State in the bonus, by the way. Morehead State with 18 fouls. And line left, Kanye Clary for Penn State. He's 9 of 13 on the season at the line, has a field goal tonight for 2 points.
Clary, of course, leads Penn State in scoring, almost 19 points a ball game. After only averaging just a little over 10 points a game last season, he's really come on here, sophomore campaign.
Clary sinks the first free throw. We'll have a second. Penn State by 21-19. Clary, one of those five returnees for Penn State from last year's 23-14 ball club. Clary, the next one with the left hand. Off the iron, off the glass, and good. He's got four. Lead now at three for Penn State. Nittany Lions pressure. Thelwell trapped toward the baseline. Got it to Ricks. Eddie coming forward on Puff Johnson. Needs help across the line. Right of the logo, Scott. Cross court left side. Knocked away from Khalil Thomas and picked off the floor by Wahab for Penn State. And here come the Nittany Lions again. Ace Baldwin off the screen. Down the near sideline. Clary driving baseline left. Scott guards him. He'll back it up to the wing. Coming forward off the angle. Spin left, turn, fade, fire from 12, hits it.
You can see Penn State has turned up the wick now defensively. They're not quite nearly as passive as they were. They're coming out and looking to trap now.
24-19. Penn State by 5, and Morehead State will take its first timeout of the ball game. And I think for Preston Spradlin and his ball club, that's a good move.
Yeah, 8-0 run now for Penn State. And the defense is making it happen. And the last trip down the floor of Morehead State, they were using diagonal passes against that trapping zone, that trapping defense. It looked really good to that last pass, and it was a little bit too long on the diagonal. And Rayqualis Mitchell made a really nice play to break it up.
Well, I'll tell you what, Morehead State in the last three halves of play has turned the ball over 38 times.
Yeah, we're not even halfway through this one.
No, we still have 5.5 minutes to go in the first half.
And the game Tuesday night in Johnson Arena against Mercer. Mercer plays a very physical brand. They try to get after it on defense, and that game got very physical. This is very similar. And so I'm sure some of Morehead State's future opponents are taking some note.
24-19, Penn State. Penn State's improved its shooting just a little bit now, 8 of 25, 32%. Full court pressure by the Nittany Lions. Thelwell trap goes back to the baseline, up to Ricks. Ricks trying to get to the line. Double team. He lost the handle on it. Stolen away by Mitchell. Rayquandis Mitchell. And he's fouled.
Mitchell has been about everywhere. He's from Blaine, Minnesota. He's been to Kansas City, UIC, Idaho.
His fourth school he's on now. Mitchell, the beneficiary of the ninth team foul on Morehead State, the first on Eddie Ricks, will be at the line. To the left, should be one on the bonus. First one up on a miss and a rebound. Ricks high in the air with the right hand, brings it down. Morehead stay with it, and Scott fouled as he got to midcourt on the dribble.
And Mike Rhodes, he was yelling at the defender, said, "Why are you fouling? You haven't been in a good position."
Puff Johnson tagged with the foul, fifth on Penn State. 5:20 left to go in the half. Morehead State will get the ball. Midcourt inbound. Thelwell backcourt. Scott. Scott comes ahead on Clary. Left to the emblem. Takes it down the wing. Drives the angle. Comes to the hole with a left-hand scoop and a miss. Now a collision inside. And the foul on the plate. Demetrius Lilly, a 6'10 sophomore from Philadelphia, is in there for Penn State. He brought down the rebound. And I think we may have a foul.
Yes,
yep,
sir.
It's on Puff Johnson.
Yeah, blocking foul.
Second foul on him. So this will be two free throws for MSU's Trent Johnson.
He was outside the arc, but if he would just stay put, but Trent Scott tried to jump around him, and he had to move his body just a little bit to the right to make sure there was contact, and that's a block.
Trent with the first one off the rim, off the glass, and good. And it's 24-20. Zach Hicks back in for Penn State, as Puff Johnson will leave after picking up his second foul. Second free throw by Trent Scott. Heel of the iron, a miss, and a rebound, Penn State. MSU down by four, defends. Hicks out front, moves left to the sideline. Coming Mitchell. He'll curl out top, drive the angle, lost the handle, and a reach-in foul on MSU. This one belongs to Eddie Ricks. That's his second. Morehead State starting to pile up the fouls, Dean. That's number 10.
Yeah.
And, of course, you had Jordan Lathan ejected earlier on the flagrant foul. So Morehead State getting into foul trouble just a bit. You've got Minix with three, Ricks with two, Ayemi with two. 24-20, Penn State with 4:59 still left to go in the first half. Line left with his team in the double bonus, shooting two, will be Mitchell, and he cans the first. Raquandis Mitchell. I don't think you could get his first name on the back of a jersey. He'd wrap all the way around to the front. Second free throw on the way. Scoops out, no. Rebound, MSU. Ricks. Back for the ball, Scott. Scott comes ahead, coming back from the left hash. Khalil Thomas caught the ball in a
10-second violation.
10-second violation on Morehead State, and yet another Morehead turnover. Number 14.
Yep. I mean, Penn State's a good defending team, don't get me wrong.
Some of these seem like unforced errors, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting ready to say. A lot of these are just, you've done it to yourselves.
25-20, Penn State on the attack with nine to shoot. Baldwin driving free throw line. The runner from inside the lane with the left hand, cans it. Ace Baldwin now with 8 points. 27-20, biggest lead of the ball game for Penn State at seven. Scott trying to get to the line, can't do it. Bounce across the line to Thomas. Thomas high left, brings it to the right of the emblem, and Scott holding as they spread the floor. 15 to shoot, 4:17 to go in the half. Scott on the move, right to left to the far side of the emblem. They run the trap at him, he gets away. Far side, Ricks. Ricks spin move, got to the lane, takes it toward the right block. Fades and fires as he goes to his left and knocks down a 14-footer.
Sometimes you just got to give it to the man and say, here, you just go try to get us one, because what we're trying to do is not working right now.
Five for Ricks. Hicks from the left corner for three, and they hit their first one of the ball game.
Lid finally comes off.
Now it's 30-22, Penn State by eight. 3:46 to go until halftime. Ricks in the backside, dogged by Hicks. Comes across the line now, nearly taken out of his hands by Baldwin, and we've got a foul on reach-in before that, though, against Zach Hicks of Penn State. So that is team foul number seven, and that should send Morehead State to the free throw line as we take a break in the action and a timeout. 3:42 left to go in the first half at Penn State. Morehead State down 30-22. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Morehead. USDA bone-in turkey breast, specially priced for only $2.49 a pound. The 5-pound bag of Idaho russet potatoes, just $1.88. And save big with Marie Callender pies, low price of only $5.99. Buy five Kraft Heinz Planters or Kellogg products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase four new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of four new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Morehead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Well, Morehead State down by eight. Geez, Dean, it seemed like it was a few minutes ago. Morehead State was up by four, but now the Nittany Lions on top of the Eagles at 30-22 with 3:42 still left to go in the first half.
Yeah, and, you know, big momentum play.
When Lathan got the foul and they upgraded to a flagrant, it was like just that was the momentum that Penn State needed to get back at after it. And it's only 8-point game, and it's not like Penn State's been burning the nets, but Morehead State, one thing Penn State has done to them, they've turned up the wick defensively, and Morehead State has not adjusted to whatever they're doing.
Morehead State, again, with a turnover issue tonight, they turned it over 26 times and beating Mercer, but tonight down by 8, having turned it over 14 times thus far, and as we talked about, just under 4 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is a good defensive team, but Morehead State saw two good, really good defensive teams in their first and third games of the year, and they handled that pressure quite a bit better than what we're seeing them do tonight. Again, it's a lot different system. What Mike Rhodes does, they run that run and jump, and they do a lot more trapping than Morehead State has seen lately, but they've got to clean it up.
Now Clary picks Scott's pocket as he crossed the timeline, and Trent Scott reaching in for a foul. And for Trent, number two. So you've got Minix with three, Iami with two, Scott with two, Ricks with two, Lathan, of course, ejected for a flagrant foul.
And Clary read that so well. Scott scissored between his legs, and Clary read where the ball was going and just shaded it that way and stuck his paw in there and got a hand on it.
Penn State's in the double bonus, so Kanye Clary, the sophomore, will get two line left. Lefty with the first one, it's in. Kanye Clary now with 7 points. Penn State led right now by Clary's 8, Baldwin with 6. Next free throw, nothing but net there. Now Penn State with a double-digit lead, 32-22. Scott on the run after taking a pass. He'll drive to the lane, spin it back out, wide left, fell well, and they're going to say a traveling violation against MSU.
Yeah, Trent Scott got way down deep in the lane and had to circle the wagons and just lost a little bit of body control, and he got called for the travel.
16 first-half turnovers for Morehead.
It's been a really tough, say, last 10 minutes.
Miles back in for MSU. Baldwin works it right to left, top of the lane. Bounce, got it to the cutting Kern. Wraparound layup try, missed it. Rebound off the hands of Wahab. It comes off the hardwood. Baseline left to Thomas, who comes to the offensive end down the near sideline. Outside the right hash, he works. Kern is defender. He'll drive the right angle. Got to the hole with a scoop and score. Little Thomas, 10 points.
He was able to find a little seam there, and most of the time Penn State doesn't allow you to drive very much on him, but that time found a seam.
32-24. Now, right elbow jumper by Clary. Missed it. Rebound. Ricks taps it toward the near side lane where Thelwell pulls it off the hardwood for Morehead.
Really
Eagles
good box
offensive
out.
End to the right.
Excuse me. Really good box out by Miles.
Thelwell goes toward the far hash. Down the sideline, Thomas. 16 to shoot. Khalil between the legs. Dribble. High left. Back down the sideline. Bounce left block extended. Miles, 10 to shoot. Trying to back in on Wahab. Turns to his left. Puts up the five-footer. Off the glass, off the rim. No. Wahab the board for Penn State. To Clary. Left of the emblem. Offensive end. Works it high right. Coming around. Hicks for a three. Scoops out. No. Inside the paint. High in the air for the rebound with two hands. Khalil Thomas for Morehead State. 2:05 to go in the half. Morehead down by 8. Ricks between the circles. Bounce high left, coming out for it, Miles. Miles needs help. Hands it to Ricks, coming around. Back to Miles. Comes to the goal with a left-hand layup. It's in.
Oldest playing basketball, just a give and go. And just give it to Eddie and dive to the bucket.
Miles with 4, now down at the other end. Wahab is fouled as he tried to get inside. And this will go on Jerome Morton, who just came in for Morehead State.
And Wahab just outran everybody back down the floor after the bucket. And that's, I could see Preston Spradlin. He was livid over there in the sideline and yelling, said, hey, you can't just allow that to happen after a make.
Morton's first foul, 32-26, Morehead State down. First free throw by Wahab is good. He'll take his time on the second one. Fire it up and through. So it makes them both. And the Penn State lead climbs to 34-26. MSU with the basketball. Turnover problems have plagued the Eagles so far tonight. Thelwell across the line pushes off with the forearm. Somehow got the ball back to Morton toward the right block. Driving Ricks, knocked away, stolen. Penn State.
Hicks just picked his bucket.
Hicks at the left wing. Back out to Wahab. Straight away, Ace Baldwin. Baldwin, crossover dribble, pushes off on Morton. Contact, and did they get the offensive foul on Baldwin?
No, it's on Morton.
Yep, Morton with his second.
Morton hit him in the head. Morton hit him right in the face.
They could have gotten Thelwell down at the other end for a push-off with the forearm.
And they sure could have.
34-26, Morehead State, despite the problem, still in this ball game. Penn State in a double bonus with 1:25 to go in the half, and Ace Baldwin at the line. Baldwin with a free throw up. It curls out, no good. Baldwin will have a second. We talked about he was the A-10 player of the year last year at VCU. He sinks the second free throw. 35-26, Penn State, full court pressure. Bounce in to Drew Thelwell. He'll come up on Clary. They run the double with Baldwin. Thelwell picks up the dribble backcourt outside the left hash and threw it right through the hands of Khalil Thomas, who was looking for a defender. And that was a perfect pass, but Khalil heard footsteps.
Yeah, hit him right in the hands. And Khalil was trying to turn his head to see which way he could turn and spin and attack, and you got to catch it first.
MSU's 18th first half turnover. Clary outside the right hash, works the right hand dribble, switch to the left up top. 17 to shoot, drive left to the lane. He'll take it to the hole, miss it. Rebound, no. Wahab turns, hooks. Shot didn't go, but he drew the foul.
Jerome Morton will get that one again. His third.
And he hasn't been in there but a couple of minutes. So he and Minix both with three.
He's been in 2 minutes, got three fouls.
Wahab with two free throws with a minute to play in the first half. Looks up, right-hand push, and it's good.
Big man's a good free throw shooter. Came in shooting, 8 of 9 on the year? He's hadn't missed one tonight.
Nope. Wahab with the second one, launching, and it'll hit the iron off the glass, off the rim and in.
Nice touch from the big man.
37-26, Penn State, 59 seconds to go until halftime. Scott backcourt, chased by Clary, coming across left to the logo. Turns to his right, toward the center of the floor, bounced down the right sideline, left to right, Thomas for the basketball, 14 to shoot, back out to Thelwell straight away. Drew moving it left on the dribble. Now down low over the head of Miles and Morehead State with its 19th turnover.
That wasn't a bad idea, as Wahab really hedged out high and Drew was able to retreat, and then Miles dove right to the basket and just tried to lob, and Deontay just couldn't quite get up that high.
38 seconds to go. Down central, right to left of the offensive end, Ace Baldwin for Penn State. Off the screen, he'll come left of the lane to the elbow, jump, shoot, miss. Fight for the rebound. Off the hardwood, Penn State, Kern has it. He'll fight back to the goal, baseline left. Missed the short shot off the window. Taken away by Miles from Morehead State to Thomas to Thelwell. 20 seconds to go until halftime. Thelwell walks it across the line. Morehead State down by 11. Would love to get that down into single digits. It's an 11-point deficit. Thelwell, 10 seconds to go. Off the Miles screen. Rolls high left. Wide right, Ricks near side. Wide open, Scott for three. Air ball. 2 seconds to go. The ball batted out of bounds off of Khalil Thomas, and it will be Penn State basketball with 2 seconds to go in the first half.
Well, that was really good ball movement, Morehead State. They got what they wanted it. Got Trent Scott with a wide open look from three and just hit it, just put it up there too strong.
Penn State takes a timeout, Dean.
It's one of those that you got it, you lose. If you don't use it, you lose it. So why not? Draw up something, maybe throw it three quarters of the way down the floor and
hope that someone can catch it and throw it up.
Rub somebody off the screen somewhere to maybe get open.
Well, Penn State with a 37-26 lead. And, Dean, this was close mostly through the first half, but Morehead State's turnover issues have been the difference in the contest.
Oh, yeah, especially since the 10-11 minute mark of the first half. It's been very rough going for Morehead State.
While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. It's basketball tonight on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead.
the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Morehead State down 37-26 with 2 seconds to go in the half. Ball inbound to DeClary from midcourt right side. Shoots it up. Bottom of the iron, no, and that's how the first half will end. Penn State with the 11-point advantage. Halftime at the Bryce Jordan Center in Happy Valley as Penn State leads Morehead State 37-26. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden. It's basketball tonight on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Morehead State trails at halftime at Penn State to the Nittany Lions by a score of 37-26. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. Dean, the big story in the first half for Morehead State, 19 turnovers. Points off turnovers. Penn State leads in that category 19-2.
Yeah, that's your ballgame right now. Quite frankly, Morehead State's done some good things. They're shooting it pretty well. I think they're defending pretty decently as well, but like you said, when you give it up 19 times in the first half, I mean that's gonna dwarf about anything else in the ball game.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at the numbers for the first half. First of all, for Penn State, pretty balanced on that scoring list. You have Wahab with 8 points, Clary with 8, 7 for Ace Baldwin. Then from there you drop down to Kern with 4, Johnson with 4, 3 for Hicks, 2 for Dunn, and 1 for Mitchell. Penn State, from the field, just 10 of 33, but still leads by 11. That's only 30% shooting. 1 of 9 outside the arc, but 16 of 19 from the free throw line, out-rebounded by MSU, 23-16. Penn State with just 4 turnovers. Morehead State with the only double-digit scorer in the ballgame. That's Khalil Thomas with 10 points. Meanwhile, Eddie Ricks with 5. 4 points apiece for Miles and Minix. 3 points for Scott. Drew Thelwell, along with Jerome Morton, Zach Iemi, and also Jordan Lathan, who was ejected from the contest for a flagrant foul, went scoreless in the first 20 minutes. Morehead, 11 of 23 from the field, almost 48%, 3 of 11 outside the arc, and from the line, just 1 of 4. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 23-16, Morehead State's big problem in the first half, as we talked about, turnovers, 19 of those. Again, your score at halftime, Penn State at home leads Morehead State 37-26. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden, back with more on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Jeremy Glover, new enrollment services counselor for military and adult students in MSU's Transition Center. Jeremy, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So you yourself entered the Air Force in 2000. Can you tell us about that experience and how it's informed this new role?
I did. 2 weeks after I graduated, I joined the Air Force and went through basic training and technical training to be a C-130 crew chief. And the Air Force is the only branch that has their own college called the Community College of the Air Force. Eventually, I decided to go ahead and pursue my associates, which was basically just finishing up all of my general education requirements once I had completed all my tech schools and everything like that. And then once that was finished, I decided to go ahead and enroll in what some might call more of a traditional college experience that wasn't completely traditional anyway.
Okay, so you yourself, when you're helping these students, you have the military experience, you have the experience of being a non-traditional student and making that transition yourself. How do military and veteran students have a different experience in higher education than what you would call maybe traditional students?
For me, the biggest difference is the age, because you may be coming into it 4 years later, 10 years later, in the case of myself. So while I was going through getting my bachelor's degree, I only had one what would be called traditional college on-campus course, and I definitely felt a little out of place there, was older than everyone, but it was fine. It was a good experience doing that, but a lot of my courses were online or night classes.
And is like the technical aspect of college, because it's not just classes, it's also a lot of paperwork and going to the right offices, talking to the right people. Is that different for military veteran students than it is others, maybe coming straight out of high school?
Really only the offices are different. Once you figure out the college of this, you go to this person or this advisor, mm-hmm. or you go to the admissions department for this part of it. So once you figure out how to really navigate that, it's all the same as when you're in the military, because you have various offices there you have to go to as well.
I see. Okay. And how does MSU's Transition Center help these students?
So once a student goes to moorheadstate.edu and they complete the online application, will be notified, and there's a block they check for military affiliated, which also includes the dependents of military. So it's not limited to active duty, guard, or veterans themselves, but also their dependents. Mm-hmm. So I get notified, and then I reach out and see what they're eligible for.
This has been Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Jeremy Glover, Enrollment Services Counselor for Military and Adult Students in MSU's Transition Center. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Moorhead State Public Radio.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
And we're coming back here, setting up for the second half. Moorhead State down at Penn State, 37-26. Dean, it's pretty simple. Moorhead State shot it pretty well, but they haven't had enough shots because they turned it over 19 times. The last time that happened was back in 2007 against Houston, the first game of the 2007-08 season.
Yeah, it's, you know, turn it over 10 more times and you're turn it over 19 times and you've shot the ball 10 less attempts than Penn State has. And you just don't have that many opportunities. So, yeah, it's pretty simple. You've got to figure out how what you're going to do, what kind of adjustments you're going to make to handle what they are trying to do to you. And really, I mean, it's not rocket surgery what they do, but they just execute it pretty well.
And they're very quick.
Yes, sir.
To be honest with you, they have a very quick team, and they are able to create turnovers. They came in forcing teams into 19 per ball game for the first three games of the season. They've got 19 here in the first half that they forced. Moorhead State, though, I think some of those turnovers were unforced errors, maybe anticipating a defense coming that wasn't quite there yet.
I completely agree with that. And that turnover rate that they're forcing other teams, that leads the Big Ten. So, I mean, yeah, they're a quality defensive team, but I'm with you. There was more than a few of those that were most likely unforced errors.
Yeah, so Moorhead State in the second half, I think the biggest thing is to handle the basketball, take care of it, value the basketball, get your shots. When you're shooting almost 48% from the field and down by 11, the 19 turnovers, of course, are the biggest factor in that. But if you can continue to shoot the ball well and not turn it over, you'll be all right. The other thing, Dean, is the foul situation for Moorhead State. You've got Riley Minix going into the second half with three right now. He's Moorhead State's top scorer this year at 18.5 points a game. Jerome Morton, a fine freshman from George Rogers Clark High School, in just a few minutes of action, picked up three. You've got Zach Iemi, Eddie Ricks, and Trent Scott, each with two. So Moorhead State piling up the fouls, that's got to change. And again, that might be due to Penn State's quickness.
I think some of it is, absolutely. I think part of it is the quickness that they have and that they display, sure. But at the same time, I know a few of those were they got their heads turned, they were following the ball, and they lost control, lost track of where the person they were supposed to guard. And then next thing you know, they're behind, a step and a half behind or a half a step, and they've got a foul just to keep up. So that's it's fundamental things, and there's going to be a whole lot that Preston Spradlin and staff will have to show on the video.
Second half coming your way in just a moment. Morehead State down at Penn State, 37-26. I'm Chuck Moraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
It's that time of year again. It's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Have you recently discovered that your health care provider is no longer in your network? Call us at 606-780-1387 to see what options you have. We are your local Medicare Resource Center at the Porter Group Insurance. That's 606-780-1387 or find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Morehead State trails at Penn State with the second half about to start. MSU women tomorrow at home taking on Midway, their home opener at 2 p.m. Pregame show will start at 1:45. As for the Morehead State football team wrapping up the 2023 campaign at Presbyterian, and that will start at 1 o'clock, and the pregame show to start at 12:30. Actually, the women's game will not be broadcast tomorrow. So, Morehead State trying to come back from 11
points. ESPN Plus.
Yeah, that's true. Morehead State starts with a basketball end left to start the second half. Drew Thelwell coming out for it. Scott up top, left to right. Thelwell goes to the right hash, and now a whistle and something away from the ball.
Illegal screen. They just did it on a handoff, and Scott just kind of gave him a little hip check, and that's one of the points of emphasis the last couple of years. They want to clean up that transfer, that exchange on handoffs.
Not a good start to the second half. Trent Scott's third foul. Right hash, Baldwin coming left with it to Hicks, trying to get it on Minix at the sideline, coming back out with it, Clary. Clary to Kern. Kern, one-on-one with Thomas, comes left, dumped down low, Wahab, baseline left off the glass and in. 8 points for Wahab.
Give all kinds of credit to Kern there. He made it happen by being able to get that good penetration inside.
Minix double team backside, picks up the dribble, goes across to the left sideline. Catch and shoot for Khalil Thomas on the three. Missed it. Back of the rim. Right block rebound. Ace Baldwin for Penn State. Down the floor to Kern. Spins a pass to the left corner. Open Clary. Left-handed three. Clank off the rim. No. Rebound tap. Thomas had it. Lost it, though, to Hicks. Hicks to Kern. Takes it to the goal. Missed the short shot. This board, Thomas from Morehead State, to the running Scott near the right sideline. MSU back in the offensive end. Scott turns left to the logo. Works up top on Clary. Morehead State spreading the floor a bit. Right hash up the sideline, Thomas. Thomas turns left, comes toward the head of the key. Near side, Thelwell. He'll curl to his right. Skips it to the right hash, and Scott, six to shoot. Bounce to the far side, Minix. Four to shoot, three to shoot. He'll drive the angle, two to shoot in the lane. Seven-footer, left it off the front of the rim and a miss. And a rebound, Wahab for Penn State. Hands it back to Baldwin. Baldwin, left of the logo, offensive end. Coming off the screen up top to his left and high right to Hicks. He'll step into a three ball in and out. In the paint, this board, Morehead State, Riley Minix. Minix to the near sideline, comes forward on Kern. Minix holding, skips it out top. Miles for it, right to left behind him for the handoff. Scott. Scott on Baldwin, 17 on the shot clock. Scott looking, bounce to the near sideline at the arc, and Minix. Minix faces up on Kern, comes baseline right on the drive, feeds up the short shot, partially blocked. Baldwin has it for Penn State, coming to the offensive end, steps into a three, straight away and cans it. Ace Baldwin now in the double figures to lead Penn State with 10.
Danger time right now for Morehead State. This is looking like it might slip away, and Preston Spradlin is going to get a quick timeout.
And the first timeout of the second half comes with 17:44 left to play in the ball game. Penn State 42, Morehead State 26. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line-X bed coatings are also available. Line-X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore's Black Friday sale. With incredible deals and once-a-year savings you have to see to believe. New merchandise is arriving daily, so now's the best time to update your home and save. Leather recliner with power headrest, only $5.99, while they last. Plus, no interest up to 2 years. With approved credit, so many deals, so little time. The Black Friday sale at Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Well, not looking good for Moorhead State at this point, down 42-26 at Penn State with 17:44 left to go in this ballgame. Still a lot of time in this contest, Dean, but MSU down by 16 points. I mean, as you mentioned, it's getting pretty close to what you'd call break point for the blue and gold. They've got to start to mount some kind of a comeback to hang around in this game to give themselves a chance here late.
Yeah, I mean, Penn State really for the ballgame hasn't shot the ball very well, but they're 2 of 5 to start off the half. And what's happening is they're starting to get a little bit of momentum, starting to get a little more confidence. They've got a little bit of success. The ball's starting to go down. You know, watch out.
Well, that three that Ace Baldwin just hit, only their second triple of the contest. They're 2 of 12 outside the arc. And get this from the, I guess, overall shooting, under 32%. But they're still winning by 16.
Yeah, and I liked what Moorhead State did the last two trips. They slowed down. They didn't just settle for a three early in the shot clock. And they started working around. They actually got a couple good looks. Didn't get it to go down, but they got a couple good looks.
Up top, after the inbound, Miles controls. High right, Scott. To his left, Thomas in the lane. There's Miles. Kick out left corner. Fell well for three. Back of the rim, no tap by Minix. Missed it, then he goes down. Looks like he's okay, though, as Kern comes the other way for Penn State. To Baldwin, wide left, feeling the three-pointer. Off the iron, off the glass. Rebound, Thomas, MSU, left sideline, Thelwell. Weaving through traffic to the right side, and Minix. Riley back out to Drew. Drew, off the Minix pick, rolls right. Wide left, Thomas. Fakes the shot, moves into the lane. The runner from 7, off the iron, no whistle foul.
They got Kern way up top. Khalil Thomas just started his move up toward the top of the key, and Kern just gave him a nice little hand check.
Second on Kern, first of the half on the Nittany Lions, who lead by 16. Reset the shot clock. Moorhead State up in the inbound. Scott to the right hash, and Khalil Thomas. Thomas needs help down the far wing. Miles, he'll angle in, try to back Wahab down, then throw it out, and it's stolen away by Ace Baldwin. He'll go coast to coast with the easy layup and score.
And that's what Ace Baldwin does. He's so good at reading, and he's not afraid to shoot gaps, and that's why he leads the Big Ten in steals.
12 points now for Baldwin. That was the easiest two he's had tonight. 44-26 Penn State. Inside the line, Scott. Scott works it toward the left hash and back to his right to the emblem. Near side, Minix. He fakes and looks over Kern. No shot there. He needs help, lost his balance and a shove, and I think this will be a foul on Hicks.
Yeah, Hicks was trying to blow up this. They were doing a handoff with Minix and Khalil Thomas, and Hicks was trying to blow it up, and he sure did, but he ran over Minix doing it.
Hicks with his second on Penn State. Moorhead down by 18, another inbound, 20 to shoot. Ball to Scott to the left side. Thelwell. Off the wing, he goes inside, off the hands of Miles, who is breaking at the goal and out of bounds. Moorhead State with 21, make that 22 turnovers.
Wasn't a bad thought. The pass was just a little behind Miles. Had plenty of mustard on it. Miles just couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, just a bit behind him. Would have been a tough catch.
Yep. I mean, it was doable, but it would have been a good catch.
MSU back inside the half-court line to defend Penn State offensively as Hicks with it at the logo to the right hash and Clary. He'll turn left, come free throw line, take it left to the lane. On Scott, turn one-hander, blocked by Scott, taken off the hardwood by Miles.
Nice block by Trent Scott, stayed with it.
Scott has it back, Trent to the offensive end, to the right of that big Penn State logo. Up top, Minix, up the sideline, near side, Thelwell, and back out to Scott. Scott to the right hash. Double team now, chase back toward the timeline, coming forward, right angle. He'll take it down the lane, high off the glass, off the rim and in. Nice drive by Trent Scott. He's got five.
I think Trent got stuck down there and really couldn't do much else with it, so he just kind of threw it up toward the rim between the trees, and sometimes you just better be lucky than good.
Boy, that was way off the top of the glass, too. Here's Baldwin toward the free throw line, off the screen. Left hash, Clary. Clary holding, driving the angle, got to the goal. Now kick out to the near side, stolen by Thelwell, though.
Now Miles with that big block.
To the right side, Scott. Fakes, drives in. High right, Thelwell, near side, Thomas. Wide open in the corner, Minix momentarily, now double-teamed and bounces it back out to Thomas. High right, Thelwell, right corner, Scott. He'll drive the angle, 15 to shoot. Bounce to the corner. Thomas, catch, shoot, miss on that three ball. Floor rebound left to the lane. Clary, who got it to Baldwin. Penn State hustles to the offensive end. Here's a pass down low off the hands of Puff Johnson, out of bounds baseline. Another turnover for Penn State, but only number six. And that takes us to a media timeout. 14:53 left to go in the ball game at Penn State. Morehead State down 44-28. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Morehead State trailing at Penn State 44-28. The Eagles plagued tonight by 22 turnovers, only six for Penn State, who's ahead by 16 points despite shooting only 31.7% from the field. Dean, I'm not sure I've seen that in a long, long time.
No, I know I haven't. But again, it's just you just cannot have that many empty possessions where you just don't even get a chance. And Morehead State shooting the ball, they were shooting the ball pretty well. They've cooled off this half. They're still above 40%, but it's just you can't have that much empty trips.
MSU's been outscored in the second half, 7-2 by the Nittany Lions, who have played very good defense tonight. Morehead State, though, with some unforced errors on those turnovers, quite frankly.
Yeah, give a lot of credit to the Nittany Lions. They can flat play defense. And that last Morehead State offensive possession that they had, they took it all the way around to the left corner, from the right corner, and all the way back. And Penn State got the closeout on every one of those closeouts. So put on a clinic that trip.
Scott in the backcourt as Morehead State comes right to left to the offensive end of Minix. High right, wide left, back out for it. Scott. Scott turns right, drives down the lane, gets hacked as he gets inside. O'Boyle got a piece of him, but the ball ricochets off Scott out of bounds, so Morehead State gives it back to Penn State.
Trent was looking for the foul, but the official was right there, said no, it was a good block.
44-28, Penn State, down the far sideline. Ace Baldwin cuts right, wide right, Hicks. Hicks down the right arc. And back out to Johnson. Johnson backs it up to the near hash. Comes left, coming between the circles. Baldwin for it. Baldwin back out to Hicks, driving on Scott, bangs into him, and a whistle and a foul, and that'll be a charging violation on Zach Hicks of Penn State, his third personal, and the third of the half against Penn State.
Pretty nice job by Trent Scott that time. He beat Hicks to the spot. Hicks was trying to come around the corner and across the top of the key, and Trent read very nicely where he was going to go, and he just beat him to the spot.
You know, Trent Scott's development, and I talked with Coach Preston Spradlin about this, and we both agree, he reminds me of Drew Thelwell in the way he came along for MSU.
Very much so.
Minix between the circles, pounds it down on Johnson. He'll drive on him, turn right, come to the lane, skip it out to the far side, stolen by O'Boyle, but we had a foul on the play as Johnson reached in on Minix when he tried to pass, and Puff Johnson with his third personal, and for Penn State, number four as a team.
Yeah, Johnson reached in. It was more than a reach. He got a lot of arm. Minix might have to ice that spot down.
20 on the shot clock, baseline left inbound. Morehead State, Eddie Ricks, who's back in there, will play it in. Eddie looking for help, back out to Scott up top. Scott at the logo on Dunn. Right hash, Thelwell skips it, head of the key, Minix. Minix on Kern, coming left with it to Thomas. He'll curl right back to the top of the key. He'll drive the lane. Right-hand scoop, miss off the bottom of the glass. Rebound Kern for Penn State. And here come the Nittany Lions. Dunn, right elbow. Back to Baldwin. He'll drive left angle. Put it up over Minix off the glass, off the rim. No, Scott a rebound. And Minix toward the left sideline. Minix takes it coast to coast. Near corner, Khalil Thomas. He'll cut the angle. Come to the hole. Scoop, miss. Tapped up and in, though, by Ricks, but it won't count. As we had a violation on that play, a personal foul on Mitchell, who's just come back in. Raquandis Mitchell, his first personal, and for Penn State, that will be team five.
Khalil Thomas will get to go to the free throw line for a pair.
Khalil Thomas has not been to the free throw line yet this season. He's got 10 points to lead MSU this evening. And the first free throw by Khalil bounces out, no good. Kind of hit the back of the rim and came out dead. No rotation on it whatsoever.
Yeah. It was kind of odd looking.
So Thomas will try to salvage this second free throw and bring Morehead State a bit closer. They're down 44-28. Khalil with the right hand puts it up, and that one's perfect. He's got 11. 44-29. Morehead down by 15, defends, dropping inside the half-court line. Right hash Clary at the sideline, back out to Dunn near the timeline. Dunn works it high right on Morton. He'll shoot the three over him. Left it short off the rim, free throw line rebound. O'Boyle passed to the near side, tipped away out of bounds by Thelwell.
Nice hands by Drews. Had a man wide open, Thelwell. That wasn't his man, it was open, but he was able to get a paw on that pass and deflect it out of bounds.
Thelwell and the Eagles defending. O'Boyle high left, right to left behind him. Clary back out to O'Boyle, wide open straight away. He'll shoot the three, and that's his first of the year after nine misses.
Morehead State decided not to switch that time. That left O'Boyle wide open as both players went with the ball handler.
47-29 Penn State. Head of the key, left end. Minix for Morehead State. Very wide right out on the floor. Thelwell takes the ball. Drew pounding it down on Dunn, left of the lane to the block. Cross court right side. On the catch, Morton. Far block, well extended. Minix, he'll turn, fire from 15, swish. Riley Minix with his first two of the second half, just six in the ball game. Riley came in averaging 18 and a half per contest. Clary between the circles, driving on Morton by him, left of the lane from eight, off the glass, whistle foul. Jerome Morton just picked up his fourth.
Yeah, Morton got behind about a half a step, went right, running right down beside him, right down the left lane line, and he sure got him.
Second team foul on Morehead State. Clary line right. He's 4 of 4 at the line in this ball game. Lefty with his first of two up and in. 9 points in the contest for him, 48-31. First time we've seen George Marshall in for MSU, the 6'3" sophomore from Jackson, Mississippi. Second free throw, that'll miss, and rebound Thomas from Morehead State. As the Eagles head down the floor. Through the middle, across the line, Drew Thelwell. Man-to-man, as they've always been all game long, Penn State. High left, Thelwell. Turns right up the Minix screen. Driving right of the lane to the block, to the baseline, to the goal with a scoop and score. And Drew Thelwell finally gets his first 2 points of the contest.
Patented little just hesitation and the drive and the scoop at the end for Thelwell.
Now at the other end, here comes Clary to the hole, fouled from behind. And I think this is Marshall who got it.
Yeah, Marshall
first.
Got him.
And for Morehead State, team three in the second half. Marshall could do nothing else, otherwise it was an easy basket for Clary. And that takes us to a media timeout. 11:55 to play in the ballgame. Morehead State trails at Penn State, 48-33. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. Coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Morehead. USDA Open Acre spiral sliced half hams are specially priced for only $2.99 a pound. Number one sweet potatoes are just 79 cents a pound. And two large 14-ounce cans of Ocean Spray cranberry sauce are only $4. Buy five Kraft, Heinz, Planters, or Kellogg's products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA.
Morehead State trailing by 15 at Penn State with 11:55 to go. 48-33 if you've just joined us. Turnovers, the big story for Morehead State. The Eagles, 23 of them tonight to just 7 for the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, without, I mean, just give them an average night or just even a halfway average night taking care of the basketball, and this is a whole different ballgame.
Morehead State's road trip will continue on Monday night. As the Eagles will be at Bellarmine, it will be a 6:30 start. Airtime will be 6:15 on the ESN. And then Midway on Wednesday night here at home, last game before Thanksgiving. It's been a busy schedule so far for the Blue and Gold.
It has been a very busy couple of weeks.
Morehead State football team wraps things up for the 2023 season, hoping to end on a two-game winning streak. They'll play at Presbyterian at 1 p.m. Airtime, 12:30 for Jason Blanton and myself. The MSU women tomorrow at home at 2 p.m. to play Midway. First home game for them.
Their home opener got delayed. I'm sure they'll be glad to be seeing some the home court instead of on the road. They've had a tough road.
They're 0-3, hoping to get into the win column tomorrow, and hopefully that does happen. Clary line right, two shots, first one in. Clary now into double figures. Kanye Clary with 10. Averages almost 19 per ball game. Clary with the next one gives Penn State its 50th point and makes it 50-33. And again, the Nittany Lions will press. Inbound, Minix to Thomas. Thomas coming up on Dunn toward the right sideline, cutting left to the emblem. Left to right out for it. Thelwell now to the left of the logo. Left hash up the sideline. Thomas skips it back out to Ricks. Oh, he had Thomas sure wide open underneath and didn't see him. Minix head of the key, holds it. High right to Ricks, coming toward the free throw line, left of the lane. Euro step, turns, hooks, misses. Rebound slapped to the left corner and out of bounds as Nick Kern couldn't control it for Penn State and lost the handle on it. But boy, Morehead State missed a golden opportunity to score a couple of points right there.
Well, the freshman Eddie Ricks had the basketball up top, and it looks to me like Eddie is still learning. Again, true freshman, and I think he's still learning the speed, especially playing these Power 5 teams.
Here's Marshall with a free throw line jumper that spins out no good. Clary the rebound, right sideline, offensive end done, cutting left between the circles. High left, back to Clary it goes. Clary rolling right, open, steps into a three ball, in and out, Minix in the paint, the board for MSU. Long feed, midcourt, right sideline. to Marshall. Up the arc to Minix and back to Marshall coming out. Front and Hill roll to the right hash and leave it at the top of the key for Minix. Riley holding. Works on Kern. Tries to take him to his right, to his left, back to his right. Fakes once, twice, puts it up off the glass. Off the rim, no. Kern the rebound for Penn State.
A lot of contact on that shot for Riley Minix.
Couldn't buy the foul, though. Kern on the drive gets around Ricks to the hole. Blocked by Eddie from behind, though. Thomas has it. Morehead State 2-on-4. Thomas back behind him. High left, Minix. Open look, 3. Back of the right, back of the rim, no. Kicks out left of the lane to O'Boyle for Penn State.
Not a bad shot. Minix coming on the trailer on the break and had a wide open look. Just couldn't get it to knock it down.
Morehead State defending down by 17 with 10:15 to play. Clary controls out front with 14 to shoot. Minix checks him. Clary driving left to the elbow. Stop and pop from there. Offensive rebound. Mitchell put back, no. Whistle foul, and he'll be at the line for 2.
I believe they're going to get Mitchell or Marshall. Yeah.
Marshall with his second foul. Morehead State now with 4.5.
It was between Marshall and Minix, and if that would have been on Minix, that would have been 4 on him.
Mitchell, line right for 2. 3 of 6 at the line, making 4 of 7 now for the season. Talk about it, this is Mitchell's 4th college that he's attended to play basketball at.
He's been around.
Johnson back in for Penn State, 51-33. Penn State with the lead. Mitchell at the line, waiting for a second free throw. Raquandis Mitchell, 6'5 graduate student at 195 pounds. His hometown is Blaine, Minnesota. Got a lot of stickers on that suitcase.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's that song, I've Been Everywhere, Man. He can honestly say that.
He's been a lot of places.
Mitchell with the next free throw. Good. He's now got 3 points. 52-33 Penn State. Again, the Nittany Lions pressure. Ricks back to the basketball. We'll bring it up on Hicks toward the near sideline. They double back to Minix. Minix through the logo to the offensive end. Driving on Hicks to the paint. Stop, look, kicks it back out to the line. And Drew Thelwell will reset with 15 to shoot. Thelwell running into a double team. Now gets away from it. Comes left down the near arc. Dump inside the lane through the hands of Miles, picked off by Mitchell. Here comes Penn State, left to right. Now a foul at the other end. I think they're going to get Minix for this one.
Yep.
And that'll be Riley's 4th.
It's really tough because Deontay Miles was posted up right in the middle of the lane and ball hit him right in the hands. He just couldn't handle the pass.
So Morehead State sees Minix pick up his 4th foul. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 now on MSU in the half. Right hash inbound, 20 to shoot. Hicks back out toward the line in the logo. And Baldwin to the far side. Mitchell. Mitchell backs it up along the arc. Kicks it high right to Baldwin. He'll drive the lane, put it up. Blocked from behind by Miles and out of bounds.
Nice job by Miles coming over in the help position. Made sure he didn't foul and used that 7-foot frame.
14 to shoot. Baldwin almost under the glass. At the baseline, will inbound. Now we've got a timeout taken by Penn State. Mike Rhodes chewing on one of the officials right now.
Well, he's saying that the official was handing the basketball off to Ace Baldwin Jr. too quickly, and they weren't ready with their pattern to throw it in.
So this will be a 30-second timeout taken by the Nittany Lions, or will it be?
30-second, but I believe they're going to turn that into a media.
Okay, we'll step aside with 9:26 to go in the ballgame. Morehead State down at Penn State, 52-33. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
As we come back, Eddie Ricks just committed the foul on Raekwondez Mitchell, who just hit a free throw. He'll get a second when he was in the act of shooting. Mitchell now with 4 points, all from the line. For Ricks, that's foul number four. And the second free throw by Mitchell also goes down the drain as Ricks will inbound against full court. Nittany Lion pressure. Fellwell back for the basketball, trapped toward the corner, back to Ricks along the baseline. Ricks dribbles it to the offensive end toward the near sideline. Comes baseline left, throws it to the right corner. Was the pass tipped? No, it wasn't. It was just thrown away, and Morehead State with yet another turnover. That's number 25.
These are the first back-to-back 20 turnover games since 2017 for Morehead State. So it's been a bit.
54-33, Penn State with the lead in the ball, 9 minutes to go. High right, Ace Baldwin. And he's knocked down as Scott went down two, and I think they're going to get Scott for a foul. If so, for Trent Scott, that's number four as well.
Scott just about a half step late. He was trying to beat Baldwin to the spot just a little bit late.
So Morehead State now placing Penn State in the bonus with foul number seven. And Ace Baldwin will be line right for 1+1. Baldwin, the lefty at the line. First free throw kicks out. And a miss and a rebound. Near block, Miles for Morehead State. Miles needs help. Finally, Marshall comes back for the basketball. Down the floor goes to Ricks. Baseline left. He's fouled by Wahab, who picks up his second. So he'll be at the line for two. Talking about Eddie Ricks Jr.
Kudus Rahab had a little bit traveled as well. He spent, his first 2 years at Georgetown, then went to Maryland, back to Georgetown. Now he's at Penn State. Couldn't make up his mind quite yet.
Ricks for two, first one good. Yeah, and with gas at between $3 and $4 a gallon, this is not a smart move. Stay in one place, young man. Save that money for something else. Second free throw up and in. Eddie Ricks now with 7 points in the game, came in averaging just above 9 points a game for MSU through the first four contests of the year. Mitchell out front, works the dribble on Marshall. Turns to his right, runs into Thelwell, and we've got a contact and a foul.
Marshall.
Marshall with his third. So you've got Minix with four, Ricks with four, Scott with four, Morton with four, Marshall with three, Iemi with two, and Lathan was ejected after a flagrant foul in the first half.
Iemi got his pretty quick in the first half. We haven't seen him since.
Morehead State with 18 fouls. The first free throw by Mitchell, right down the tube. 6 points for Raekwondez Mitchell, the Blaine, Minnesota native, all from the free throw line. Penn State has shot free throws pretty well tonight, Dean.
Yeah, they burned it. They're 25 of 30. That's 83%.
And the second one also good, so he's got 7 points. Man, 25 of 30, that's outstanding. Morehead State hustles offensive end. Here's Trent Scott driving right angle. Missed the layup. Rebound comes off to Wahab, who's knocked down. I think Morehead State may have another foul.
Yeah, Miles. It's all over the back of Wahab.
And Deontay Miles, only with his first personal. Morehead State with 19 fouls to Penn State 6. 8:33 left to go. 56-35. This has kind of been a slog.
Yeah, this second half especially has been a real slog. It's just been really physical, a lot of whistles, a lot of contact.
Well, Scott tried to lay that ball up and over. Wahab had trouble doing it, and then Miles fouled Wahab from behind trying to get the rebound.
And Trent Scott, he was sitting on the floor after he went down on that layup. And he was leaning against the goal standard, and he grabbed his left calf, and he's gone out of the ball game. So we have to watch and see if he comes back.
Free throw and a miss by Wahab. They're still in the 1-1. Morehead State the rebound. Now at the left sideline offensive end, Riley Minix is fouled, number 7 against Penn State. So 1+1 line left for Morehead State's Riley Minix. The foul belongs to Zach Hicks, and that's his fourth. So with 8:24 to go, we're into a free throw shooting contest.
Oh, goody. But you know, you got a pretty good man at the line for Morehead State in one of those contests.
Riley Minix this year at the line, 20 of 20, and now make him 21 of 21. Riley with 7 points.
I noticed the hesitation trying to avoid the jinx.
Yeah, I didn't want him to go ahead and make that one. Yeah, Riley Minix is not one of those guys who's rattled easy or easily. Second free throw by Riley, up, and he missed it.
There he was.
Scooped out, rebound, Wahab, and Penn State with it. Zigzagging across the line, Baldwin, right hash, Brown, and out to Johnson, and coming around for left to right, Baldwin. Baldwin back to the near side, high right, Johnson, driving on Minix, left to the lane, to the block for the baseline, scoops it up, missed it, floor rebound, kicks out. Baldwin floats a pass inside to Wahab off his hands twice, and now it's knocked down and back out to Clary. Right side, Brown open for a triple. That spins out no good. Ricks the board and coming the other way for MSU right to left. With 7:46 to go. 20 on the shot clock. Rick still controlling. Taking it left arc. Baseline driving in, and he put it up off the bottom of the iron with a right hand. No, and I think they're going to get a foul on Penn State. Jameel Brown.
Yeah, he was going to go out and tomahawk it, and Jameel Brown kept him from elevating high enough. And Eddie was getting ready to put it on a highlight reel, but he'll get to the free throw line when we come back.
Jameel Brown's second. Penn State, with its 18th foul, takes us to a break. 7:40 left to play. At the Bryce Jordan Center, Penn State at home leads Morehead State 56-36. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Morehead State trailing at Penn State with 7:40 left to go, 56-36. The Eagles, who shot over 45% in the first half, now down to just under 38%, 3 of 15 outside the arc, 5 of 10 at the line. For Penn State, 14 of 50 from the field. They're winning, and they're only shooting 28%, 3 of 17 from beyond the three-point arc. But at the line, 25 of 31, and they've benefited from Morehead State's turnovers, 25 of those. Pretty well tells the tale, doesn't it, Dean?
Those, the free throw line, but the big tale is the turnovers for Morehead State, and it's led to a 25 to 2 edge on points off turnovers.
Morehead State's actually winning the rebounding battle, 35-32.
Yeah, it was wider. That gap was wider than that. But
MSU had trailed by 11 at halftime, and now it's 20, the advantage for Penn State.
Yeah, Morehead State not shooting the ball well in this half. They're only 3 of 14 in this half, 21%.
At the line to the left, Eddie Ricks for two. Puts up the first one. It spins and goes down the drain good. And for Ricks, 8 points tonight.
I think this young man is going to become a fan favorite in Johnson Arena in
short order. And he plays hard. His second free throw also nothing but net. He's got nine. Morehead State down by 18. Retreats inside the half-court line to defend. Baldwin across the line. Back to the right hash for Brown and out to the logo to his left. And Johnson left to right coming around for it. Baldwin driving left to the lane. Jump feed right side. Johnson trying to angle in. Can't do it. Right sideline Kern. 10 to shoot. Kern brings it back out. Far side Baldwin. He'll drive the angle. Dump inside. Wide open for the stuff. Wahab blocked by Minix. And Riley Minix, I believe, just fouled out.
He did.
Riley will end up with only 7 points for the evening after picking up foul number five.
Well, it was a tough play because they had got a skip pass over to Marshall on the left wing, and Thelwell had to close out pretty quickly. Marshall was able to beat him on the drive, and that brought Deontay Miles over to pick him up, and then when they dumped it to Wahab on the defensive rotation, that left Riley Minix.
Hudus Wahab, two free throws, first one, front of the iron and no good. He's got 8 points tonight. Morehead State taking out Minix and replacing him with Zach Iami, the Houston Christian transfer. Second free throw up and a miss again by Wahab. Morehead State, this rebound, Thomas gives it back to Thelwell. One-on-one with Baldwin left at the logo. Offensive end near hash, Thomas bounce back out front, Ricks. Ricks on Thomas, skips it high left, Miles. Waits for help, coming around for it. Thelwell back to the near side, Ricks open. He'll shoot the three. Nope. Right block, rebound, Kern for Penn State. Nothing going down for Morehead State here in the second half.
That was a good shot, and it looked good for a long, long time, but just rattled off.
Baldwin swings it to the right side. Johnson, he'll shoot a left-handed three. That won't go. Floor rebound, battle for right baseline. Thomas took it away and threw it right back to Brown, who goes to the goal, puts up the short shot, missed it. Wahab, the rebound, 360s, hooks, misses, whistle foul.
Going to get Deontay Miles. There's a lot of battling going on down there underneath, and it's kind of unfortunate because Thomas ran down that floor rebound on the short corner. He got just the littlest bit of a nudge from, I believe it was Wahab, and that caused him to start to fall out of bounds, and it was a desperation, and he threw it away.
Second foul on Miles. Morehead State on its last foul would place Penn State in a double bonus. Wahab, two more free throws. First one this time is good.
Now Kern is, Nick Kern Jr. is limping off the floor for Purdue and going straight to the trainer's table up the ramp.
9 points for Hudus Wahab. Second free throw will rattle around and go. Now he has 10. 58-38, the lead back to 20 for Penn State. Ricks runs the baseline against pressure, gets the ball in. George Marshall controls, angles toward the near sideline. Back to his right, to his left, gets across the timeline and to his right to the logo. Leaves it there on the hop for Thelwell. 16 on the shot clock as Drew plays it down with a left hand out top. Thelwell working toward the right hash, 10 to shoot. Wide left, Ricks open. Another three for Eddie. That won't go again. Penn State the rebound, Clary. Midcourt, left sideline, Baldwin. 6:05 to play. Baldwin coming right. Looks for the shot, didn't take it. Back to the far hash and Clary. He'll turn right, jump feet far side. Open look three and knocking it down with Brown.
Just a nice little curl. Brown just went to a spot and they finally found him and he knocked it down.
First points for him. That makes it 61-38 Penn State. Thelwell on a double team. Got it to Marshall. He fakes, goes to the hole and puts it off the window and in with the right hand.
Thelwell looked like a quarterback. He looked the defender off. He looked to his left and then Marshall flashed right in the middle. As soon as he got it, he just turned and went straight to the cup.
Marshall's first two. Morehead State down 61-40. Baldwin, far sideline, Brown. Catch, turn, shoot, hit the three.
Yeah, Brown's on a heat check right now.
Two straight triples for Jameel Brown. He's got 6 points. You know what? He has 10 triples. He came in at 8 of 10 for the year. He's got 10 triples for the season. Tonight, let's see where he is.
It's 2 of 4.
2 of 4, not too bad.
He's
so he's, yep, he's 10 of 14 for the year from outside the arc. Foul, by the way, on Ace Baldwin, which will send Morehead State through Thelwell to the line. Ninth foul on Penn State. Thelwell stands in, line left. Hits the first free throw off the rim, off the glass, and good.
Drew's had to play a lot tonight. He's played 34 minutes already, and we got a ways to go.
He's only got 3 points, came in averaging 14. 5:12 to go. Thelwell with the next one right down the tube.
He's had to work so hard just to run the offense.
He's going to come out for a break, and he deserves it as Trent Scott returns. With 5:12 to play, Morehead State down 64-42 at Penn State. We mentioned MSU will be at Bellarmine Monday night at 6:30, airtime 6:15. Down central to the right of the logo moves Clary to the near arc. Standing dribble, turns left, comes out top, high left, Brown. Brown on the move on Ricks. Backs it up wide right. Back left to the logo, and Clary. Seven to shoot. Clary zigzagging through traffic, turns to his left in the lane from 14, missed the jumper, right block rebound. Scott for MSU.
Nice job defense by Ricks. He stayed with Clary. Clary threw a lot of moves on him. The freshman stayed with it.
Scott double team near sideline. Ricks driving baseline left, goes to the hole, bottom of the glass, or rather bottom of the iron, no good. He's knocked down. Whistle foul against Penn State, so Eddie Ricks will get two free throws, and that foul goes on Wahab, his third. And for Penn State, foul number 10, so Morehead State goes into the double bonus. Eddie Ricks the third.
I like the aggressiveness we've seen of Eddie Ricks the third here in the last.
He's not intimidated.
Nope. I like the way he puts his head down right there, and he's not intimidated. I like the aggressiveness he's showing.
Ricks to shoot two. First one up and through. Eddie now goes into double figures with 10 points. MSU being led tonight by the 11 from Khalil Thomas. As Ricks will shoot a second free throw.
Miles checked out as Zach Ayemi checked in for Morehead State.
Ricks with the next one, nails it. He's now 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 11 points in the contest. Morehead back within 20, down 64-44. Penn State works the offense. Johnson between the circles, out for it. Clary. Clary works it high right, back to the left, cut off there by Thomas. Stands between the circles, right wing Brown, and back out to Clary. Skips it toward the near block. Wahab turns to his left to the lane, fadeaway 12-footer, wouldn't go. Ricks the board for MSU with two hands. Good strong rebound by Eddie. Comes across the line toward the left hash and back to his right. Takes it right of the lane. Lost the dribble. Stolen away by Brown there. Two on one. Brown to Johnson. Then stripped by Trent Scott and out of bounds. Good hustle and good defense by Trent Scott.
Good job in transition, D. Scott got back and was able to bust up that play.
And we have a media timeout. 3:56 to go in Happy Valley. Morehead State trailing Penn State 64-44. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hardee's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardee's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Attention veterans, we would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Morehead State trails at Penn State by a score of 64-44 with 3:56 left to play in the contest. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead.
the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Well, MSU down by 20. Dean, if you look at this game from the Morehead State standpoint with under 4 minutes to go, what do you want to get done?
Just keep competing.
Compete.
Keep running your stuff. Continue to take care of the basketball. Turnovers have been a lot better this half. Obviously, the intensity, defensive intensity, has ratcheted way down from Penn State. But they're still pressing. They're still running what they run. But the biggest thing is still compete. And try to keep getting those good open looks and knock them down.
Penn State with the basketball. Brown works it out front. Left to right up top for it is Clary. Clary takes it toward the left elbow. Now backs it up. Starts forward again. To the right side, he'll take the running one-hander from 14. Missed the shot, but draw a foul. And Wahab was knocked down, so that was on the rebound, so Wahab will be the guy going to the free throw line for Morehead State. That foul is on Zach Ayemi, his third. Wahab with 10 points in the contest, made his last two free throws. Squats down, looks up, right-hand push on the first of two with his team in the double bonus, and he sinks it. ...65-44 Penn State. 3:43 left to go as Wahab stands in for another one. Flips it up and through. He's made five straight now.
Yeah, I believe he's going to get the rest of the night off. Well-traveled young man from Lagos, Nigeria.
That's well-traveled all by itself. Marshall, backcourt for Morehead State, up on Brown.
Not to mention all the school hopping he's gone through.
Through the emblem and across the line. Out for it, right to left, Trent Scott. Scott looks for help. Rick's trying to set a screen, finally does so. Scott rolls to the right wing off that, and out to the right elbow. Ayemi back to Scott behind him. Scott dancing, driving right angle, comes to the hole, lays it up and in, and won't count, whistle foul before that.
I believe they're going to get Puff Johnson with the foul. I saw him grab Eddie Rick's jersey twice, and then he got rubbed off on a screen and matched up against Ayemi, who he's given up plenty of size to, and he just basically tackled him.
Puff Johnson with his fourth. Both teams are in the double bonus.
Yeah, this second half has been brutal. Just no flow whatsoever. Neither team able to put the ball in the basket with any kind of consistency, and getting really, really choppy.
Zach Ayemi at the line with the first one. It'll curl out no good. Ayemi has not scored in this contest. Came in averaging just under 3 points a game and two rebounds. Ayemi with a second one up, off the iron, off the glass. This one will go through. Zach's first point. Morehead State down 66-45, defends inside the half-court line. Clary on the hop, right hash brown, back out to O'Boyle. High left coming around Clary. Curls to the right of the lane, lost the handle. Scott with a steal. Got it to Marshall. Morehead State with a possible 3-on-1. Marshall got it off to Khalil Thomas. Off his hands and out of bounds. And Morehead State with a turnover. Another unforced error that time. That's turnover number 28.
Yeah, it's been indicative of the night. I mean, George Marshall does a great job on the defensive end. Pokes it free, then leads the 2-on-1 break. Feeds it right to Khalil Thomas, and it goes right through his hands.
Brown far sideline. Off the screen, high left. He'll launch the 3 and bag it.
Brown's 3 of 5 from behind the arc tonight.
3 triples all in the second half, 9 points for him. Scott the other way with his team down 69-45, 2:37 to go. Now O'Boyle with a reach-in foul near the right hash for Penn State. Leo O'Boyle with his second personal. So this will mean 2 free throws for Morehead State's Trent Scott.
Brown's got a nice stroke, though, doesn't he?
Sure does.
He's now 11 of 15 from behind the arc on the season.
Yeah. I don't think he can quite continue that. Free throw by Trent Scott. Heel of the iron. Kicks out.
No,
Trent tonight with 5 points.
I don't think he'll continue that, but if I'm coaching him, he's going to get plenty of opportunities to prove me wrong.
Yeah. He's on a hot streak right now. Second free throw and a miss by Trent Scott. Rebound. Demetrius Lilly for Penn State. Penn State offensive end Clary, left block to the goal, feeds it high off the glass and in. Count the basket, and he's fouled.
Going to get Zach Ayemi with the foul.
And for Zach, his fourth. So Morehead State has Minnick's fouling out. Ejected was Lathan. You've got Morton with four fouls, Ricks with four, Ayemi with four, Scott with four, Marshall with three. Line right for two. Again, both teams in the double bonus. It's Clary for Penn State. First one up and in. Actually made them both.
Shot that first one quick. Snuck by both of us.
72-45. Penn State in control with under 2.5 minutes to go. Jerome Morton will bring it up for MSU. Right to left through the logo. Penn State not pressing. Comes to his left toward the near hash and back to his right, top of the key. Morton jump feed right side. Marshall driving baseline, and I think he stepped on the baseline and turned it over. That's been the story of the night for Morehead State.
29.
Yep, number 29. They had 30 turnovers at Louisville back in December of 04. Long time. Dunn out top to Brown. Brown high right. Cuts the angle straight away to Lilly. Back behind him, Dunn. Dunn left to the lane. Straight away, Brown. The long three. In and out. Rebound tapped out of bounds toward the near sideline in the corner. Give it to Morehead State.
I believe they're actually going to get a foul on the rebound. Got Lilly.
Lilly, Demetrius Lilly with his first.
Sophomore from Philadelphia. Played his high school ball at Lower Marion. Famous basketball player played there.
Who's that?
Played Lower Marion.
I'm asking. Oh, okay. Line left, Ayemi will get two with his team in the twin bonus. First one up, too strong off the back of the rim, off the glass, and it kicks away, no good. Zach, one of three from the line for the season now, 6 of 15. See if he can salvage the second one. Yes, he does. He's got 2 points. 72-46, Penn State. A minute 52 to go. They'll send in a walk-on, talking about Penn State. Andy Christos, 6'5 senior from Madison, Wisconsin. Mitchell brings it down the floor left to right for the Nittany Lions on Marshall. Turns right, comes down the near wing. High left, Lilly sets his feet. Three ball, no. Free throw line rebound, Marshall had it. No, couldn't do it. Far side, another three put up and missed. This rebound tapped inside the lane to Ayemi. Down the floor, Ricks in the offensive end. Eddie driving on Mitchell, comes to the hole, feeds up the five-footer, back of the rim, no. Whistle foul on Mitchell, and that'll be his second. So with a minute 28 to go, Eddie Ricks will get two freebies. Morehead State, as we talked about, will be in Louisville on Monday night to play Bellarmine at 6:30. Ricks line left, first one up and in. Eddie has 7 points at the line in the second half, now 12 points for the game. His next free throw is right down the tube as well. 72-48. Penn State, 1:24 to go. Mitchell on the drive. Got it to Lilly, free throw line. High right to Dan Conlon, a walk-on. He'll shoot a three and miss off the glass. It ricochets away to Ricks. He'll bring it toward the near sideline. Back it up to Morton, head of the key to his left, and Ayemi back behind him, Morton. Jerome on the drive. Far side, Khalil Thomas. Now a back out from 22, the three swish.
Nice looking shot from Khalil Thomas.
He's got 14, 72-51. Morehead trails with under a minute to go. Conlon, left wing. Turns it right out to Lilly. High right to Broggy Godmanson. And now he'll fire in a two-point basket.
Yeah, just real nice little dump back right back to Lilly. Just a little give and go.
Morton across the line, 74-51 Penn State. Ayemi controls between the circles. Outboard Ricks right to left. Eddie straight away. Driving, coming to the block for the goal. Feeds it off the glass, off the window, no. Lilly, the board. Got it to Mitchell, 22 seconds to go. Shot clock is off, and he'll dribble out the rest of the clock. George Marshall standing in front of him. very loosely guarding. And this is going to be a Penn State victory as the Nittany Lions about to improve to 4-0. Morehead State will be falling to 2-3. 3-2-1, and this one is over at the Bryce Jordan Center. Penn State at home beats Morehead State 74-51. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Dean Harden, coming back to start the postgame report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle,
the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Morehead State falls to 2-3 on the young season with a loss tonight at Penn State, 74-51. Game we talked about it all game long. The big story for Morehead State, the turnover bug. They were bitten tonight 29 times. When you talk about points off turnovers, Penn State had 32 of those. They actually outscored Morehead State in that category 32-2.
Yeah, and that's your ballgame. Morehead State out-rebounded Penn State, did a good job on the boards as they normally do. They're a good rebounding team. I thought they played defense reasonably well, to be honest with you. Lots of fouls, which you had to go back and look and really study it. But I didn't think their defense was all that bad. But the turnovers, and then in the second half, they really struggled from the field. They were 5 of 19 in the second half, which is, 26%. So disappointing, and if we were talking about it during the break. I mean, the turning point of that ball game is the Jordan Lathan flagrant foul.
I think MSU was up by 3 or 4 at the time.
They were up by 3. And then they got outscored the rest of the half. That was with 9:30-something to go in the half. They were outscored 21-10 the rest of the way, and Penn State never looked back.
Again, the final score, Penn State over Morehead State in this contest, 74-51. Coming back to take a look at all the numbers in this game in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Congratulations. If you're receiving this message, you are incredibly lucky. For the McRib has decided to grace your McDonald's with its presence once again. Because everyone deserves to experience one before it's gone. But don't brag too much. A lot of the other places aren't as lucky. The McRib is back.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Again, Moorhead State falls tonight at Penn State 74-51 to the Nittany Lions. Let's take a look at all the numbers for this ball game. Moorhead State now 2-3 on the year. Penn State 4-0. The Nittany Lions tonight had two players in double figures. They were led by Kanye Clary's 14 points, Ace Baldwin with 12. Also, by the way, Wahab had 14, excuse me. So they actually had three players in double figures. From there, I mean, they used a bunch of players in this game tonight against MSU. You had Brown, who came in the second half to hit three triples for 9 points. And then you drop down to Mitchell with 7. 4 points for Kern. 4 points for Puff Johnson. And 3 points for Leo O'Boyle. Zach Hicks with 3. 2 points for Lilly in the second half. Dunn also with 2. Penn State ending up 19 of 64 from the field. They beat Moorhead State handily by 23 points. And get this, they shot 29.7% from the field, 6 of 25 outside the arc. But at the line, they were very good, 30 of 38, almost 79%. In the end, MSU won the rebounding battle, 42 to 38. Turnovers, Penn State with just 8 of those. For Moorhead State, two players ended up in twin figures in scoring. Khalil Thomas led the way with 14 points. Eddie Ricks had 10. 7 points for Drew Thelwell. Riley Minix with 7 before he fouled out in the game. Trent Scott with 5. 4 points for Deontay Miles. 2 points for Zach Iemi. 2 more for George Marshall, Jerome Morton, and Jordan Lathan, who was ejected in the first half, did not score. Moorhead State ended up 16 of 42 from the field, 38.1%, 4 of 18 outside the arc, 15 of 24 at the line. Again, out-rebounding Penn State, 42 to 38. Moorhead State killed itself tonight with 29 turnovers. And when you talk about points off turnovers, Penn State had 32 of those. Again, the final score, 74-51, Penn State over Moorhead State, coming back with the final segment of our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Seventy-four, 51, Morehead State falls tonight at Penn State. Time now to name our MSU star of the game. And Khalil Thomas had a double-double tonight to lead Morehead State, 14 points, 11 rebounds, and he is our star of the game. The UMass Lowell transfer, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans. Khalil Thomas, the MSU star of the game. Our next broadcast of Morehead State Sports is tomorrow afternoon. The MSU football team wrapping up its 2023 campaign, trying to go for a second straight win as they invade Presbyterian. That game will kick off at 1 p.m. We'll be on the air with a broadcast at 12:30. Don't forget the MSU women will be at home tomorrow, and they'll be playing at 2 p.m. The Morehead State men's basketball team returns to action on Monday, as they'll be in Louisville to take on Bellarmine at Freedom Hall, 6:30, the tip-off time, airtime along the ESN 615. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner, Dean Harden. I'm Chuck Moraz. Again, final score, Morehead State falls at Penn State, 74-51. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.